Bus, or log on to CUBus.com to purchase University of Colorado football tickets today.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Tom Hartman, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Securing America's ports.
We need a far more highly effective scan rate.
New labels on the way for meat from overseas.
It's a consumer right to know where their food has come from.
Anticipation builds for the last Harry Potter book.
It's going to be huge.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. For years, the anti-terrorism focus has been on airports and trains, big buildings, and large public events. But experts have warned this nation's port security is woefully inadequate. Now Congress has worked up an aggressive plan to eventually try to scan all cargo ships before they leave foreign ports for our shores. CBS News terrorism analyst Paul Kurtz says the technology may not be there yet.
I think we're going to end up wasting billions of taxpayers' dollars, and we won't necessarily have the security that we think we're going to have in the end.
In Los Angeles, CBS's Steve Futterman tells us
the head of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, is set to visit the Port of Los Angeles today, and he's expected to outline efforts to protect ports throughout the country. Critics have claimed that the nation's ports are one of the weakest links in the war on terror. The Port of Los Angeles is one of the largest in the nation.
What's coming in from overseas has many of us concerned about food safety.
You have to know what you're buying.
I try not to get different things in different countries unless I know the labels.
Now, a House committee has voted to require country of origin labels on meat beginning next year. Good move, says Urvashi Rangan of Consumer Reports.
We don't think that it can be possibly that onerous on the industry to provide that simple information.
As part of the deal, retailers and packers who oppose the move won't face more paperwork and penalties will be eased. For parents with a child with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, the days can be long and grinding. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, a new study seems to show drugs and therapy do pay off.
That's right, Steve. A new study shows most children treated for ADHD show major improvements within 3 years, regardless of whether they had medication, therapy, or both. USA Today reports the quickest improvements came from a combination of intensive behavior therapy and medication with constant dosage checks, rarely available in the real world. But after 3 years, all of the children showed the same level of improvement. So the researchers say the news about ADHD is better than many parents have been led to believe. Steve?
Much of the Iraq war debate is centered on a key September report from top U.S. General David Petraeus, but his number two now suggests it might take till November to get a good assessment of the impact of the troop buildup. In the West Bank, wild celebration as 250 Palestinian prisoners were released a few hours ago by Israel. It's seen as a show of support for moderate President Mahmoud Abbas, who's locked in a struggle with Hamas militants. Well, you can't smoke on a commercial airplane, but in a couple of weeks, you will be able to bring a lighter on board again. The New York Times reports the ban on disposable and most refillable lighters will be lifted. It's a key day in the auto industry with the opening of contract talks between the United Auto Workers and the first of the struggling big three, Chrysler. Jeff Gilbert of WWJ Radio says some familiar issues will dominate.
Retiree health care costs, work rules, and job security are just some of the tough issues to be negotiated. The domestic auto industry says it needs the union's help. At a local 594, Jim Hall says his members understand that.
In order to stay in business, you got to change with the times, and they're willing to do that as long as they're going to get something out of it in the long run.
A strike which could bankrupt one of the auto companies is considered very unlikely. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Toyota says...
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The first half of 07. It's 4 minutes after the hour.
Don't miss Colorado State of Mind every Friday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A Denver judge today hears the case of a California woman accused of hitting her kids on an airplane and threatening a flight attendant. 38-year-old Tamara Jo Freeman swatted her 2- and 4-year-olds while on a Frontier Airlines flight from San Francisco to Denver. When the flight crew stepped in, witnesses say Freeman threw her drink down and threatened a flight attendant.
There's 132 passengers. They're doing what they're doing. So oftentimes what might seem completely obvious to you because you're sitting next to this person isn't always clearly obvious to the flight attendant. Once they were told of the situation, they absolutely jumped in.
Frontier Airlines spokesman Joe Hodes, Freeman was ordered jailed until her court date today. Her kids with a relative back in California. Abortion rights groups in Colorado have until next week to appeal the language of a proposed ballot measure that would define a fertilized egg, either inside or outside the womb, as a person. Anti-abortion supporters need 76,000 signatures to get that measure on the ballot. And the crash of a vintage airplane in northern Colorado didn't cause any serious injuries to the two guys on board. Investigators think the pilot was attempting an emergency landing near Niwot when the plane hit the ground, slid about 100 yards out of a small pasture. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Good morning. Excellent ride around the metro area for a Friday. Very good speeds across the city. We do have a couple of problems, though. One wreck northbound E-470 just north of Smoky Hill Road, and a crash apparently involving a DUI, Colorado, off of I-25 there between Mexico and Florida. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today may get some patchy fog in some areas and becoming partly cloudy. High of 89 today. Tonight looks like partly cloudy skies, a low of...
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gels. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry!
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-430-8122 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-430-8122. 1-800-430-8122.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's the part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
And what's going on over there? At 8 o'clock this morning, it's our weekly visit with Christy Harvey for the Center for American Progress. At 8:35, we got Kathy Hazuri back on again for the American Civil Liberties Union, this time to talk about their letter that they issued in support of Ward Churchill and urging that he not be fired. And at 9 o'clock, we'll look at the movies with Tom Tagney. In between all of that, it's open phones, 303-713-7600, whatever it is you want to talk about. And there's plenty out there to talk about. A lot of it is political. And a lot of it has to do... let me tell you, if you didn't see Countdown last night with Keith Olbermann, he opened up the show with a broadside at the Bush administration, and this centers around a letter that was sent to Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, arguing that she is boosting enemy propaganda by asking how the U.S. plans to eventually withdraw from Iraq. This letter came from Undersecretary of Defense Eric Edelman, who wrote a biting reply to questions Clinton raised in May, urging the Pentagon to start planning now for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. And, of course, Edelman is one of Cheney's inner circle that helped plan this mess we're in the middle of. And Olbermann goes after Edelman and the president, and he does it pretty forcefully. And we'll play that, too. Sometime this morning. Maybe we'll play it after we're done with David Enders and getting his assessment about what's going on in Iraq. So plenty to talk about this morning, plenty of things going on, and plenty of people to talk to. Good to have you along. 6:13, 13 minutes after 6. We're going to break a little bit early here, and then we'll get to David Enders, and we'll find out what his assessment is of the situation in Iraq.
Find a new space.
Out last month, because you can still catch some of the action this summer. Yep, it's the Doubleheader Sports Card and Collectible Show, back by popular demand this week at Westminster Mall. Check it out. Personally autographed sports cards, bats, balls, and photos. It's a collector's dream come true. Of course, you can always improve your score at home with a stop at any one of our great shops or four major department stores. It all happens July 20th through the 22nd, only at Westminster Mall. Hold the Turnpike in Sheridan.
It's a six-a-floor residence, a spot, yeah. Where you'll find it all. And the name of the place is Westminster Mall. Oh, yeah.
Phew, I think I've lost him. Great, lose the bad guys, hit a fence. Better call insurance. 1-800-ESURANCE.
Go.
Hi, Agent Aaron here. I've gotten into a fender bender eluding my pursuers. Don't worry, I wasn't injured.
Well, Special Agent, look on the bright side. At least you've got Esurance.
True, with Esurance, I can report a claim anytime, 24-7, 365 days a year.
And don't forget, at Esurance, there's always someone there to help.
With Esurance's fast, friendly claims representatives, I'll be back on the road in no time.
That's right, Special Agent. Affordable rates, fast, friendly service, round-the-clock claims handling. That's Esurance.
And that's why I always say, if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Save on 24-7 claim service at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
All my friends out there, it was good to go out there and see them. Don't forget their matching down incentive is still going on here at Rockies. And their hours are convenient, too. Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So virtually every night of the week, they're open until 9. If you come a little bit close to 9, though, they'll take care of you, and you'll be fine. You can see their incredible inventory on the internets at RockiesAutos.com. They've got the perfect vehicle to fit your needs and your budget. No better place to go. Rockies Autos, check them out, corner 63rd and Federal.
Imagine what your life would be like if over half your credit card debt was gone. No more creditors hounding you for payment, no more late fees and rising interest rates. You don't have to imagine life without credit card debt. You can call Financial Freedom of America for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. Their friendly staff will show you how they can wipe out 30 to 60% of your credit card bills. In fact, you won't have to pay back a penny of the debt they settle for you. Call to see how you can save thousands of dollars. Call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation. You need $10,000 in credit card debt to qualify. Not available in all states. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could change your life. Call 800-5- 895-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Don't wait another minute. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-595-9985. That's 800-595-9985. Call now. 800-595-9985.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
To you, 617, 70 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92. And we're going to find out exactly what's going on in Baghdad with freelance journalist David Enders. He is also co-founder of the Baghdad Bulletin, the first post-invasion attempt to set up an English-language news outlet in Iraq. Since the invasion, he has spent more than 14 months in Iraq and has written for Men's Journal, Mother Jones, and The Nation, as well as London's Sunday Times and other newspapers. His first book, Baghdad Bulletin, is available from the University of Michigan Press, and you can see more of his writings on the Pulitzer Center .org. And we got a slight delay here in the telephone line, but David, good morning or good evening, whichever it is, and or good afternoon, I guess, where you are, and it's nice to have you on the air. Thanks for coming back.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We get all kinds of mixed signals here in the United States about progress, no progress, and September was supposed to be a big watershed moment. Now the number two to David Petraeus is saying, well, he needs at least until November to figure out whether the surge is working or not. From what you've seen, being in Baghdad and being in Iraq, is the surge working?
Well, it depends on what you mean by working. The sense here that I get talking to my friends and colleagues and just from what I've observed myself is that you have just as much militia activity before, not openly as such as you had maybe 6 months ago where people were fighting on the streets, but you do have a greater than at any point I've observed militia control of particular neighborhoods, and you still have killings going on at night. The greater presence of U.S. Forces has slowed some of that down, but certainly the most impressive thing to me since I've been here is that when we talk to Iraqis about, is your neighborhood safe or is it not, they don't talk about the U.S. military, they don't talk about the Iraqi military, they don't talk about the Iraqi police. They talk about whether or not there is a militia fully in control of their neighborhood, And that's what creates stability here in Baghdad right now.
When they do talk about the U.S. presence there, what are ordinary Iraqis saying to you about it?
Well, there's a debate in Iraq and in Baghdad that many feel that a pullout is the first step necessary for reconciliation. Many people feel that it would cause greater violence. My sense is certainly that in the short term, that's true. The violence at any time the U.S. pulls out, whether or not it's a forced pullout, whether or not it's a voluntary pullout, there is going to be violence. People are going to settle scores that they're, in a sense, prevented from settling right now. I think if the U.S. were to pull out tomorrow, essentially you have Shiite militias taking over the capital fully by sheer numbers. That makes a lot of sense. And so what you have is people are concerned about, I think more than anything, unilateral withdrawal. They want to see the U.S. leave some sort of order in its wake. But the majority definitely seems to think that there is no way reconciliation or any stability can be created until the U.S. begins to pull out and does pull out.
6:21, 21 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and we're talking to the co-founder of the Baghdad Bulletin, David Enders. You can see his writings at PulitzerCenter.org, and he's live in Baghdad. Let's talk about some basics over there. Water, electricity, rebuilding the infrastructure. How is that going?
Not so hot. Right now, I don't know if you can hear it in the background, there's a big generator running. It's on almost 24 hours a day where we are, and most of Baghdad, that's the only way anyone gets power. If you're lucky, you get 4 to 6 hours a day. A lot of neighborhoods get zero. Depends on the day. Depends on what's happening. Depends on whether or not the power plant has fuel. So that hasn't changed. That's gotten worse, progressively worse in the last 4 years. Same thing with the water. In the last 2 years, you're seeing diseases such as hepatitis E appear in Baghdad that are normally associated with, they didn't occur in Iraq, according to the doctors I've spoken to, until 2005. Generally, that, you know, you see that in Asia and Africa. And so basically what that means is that sewerage is entering the drinking water, and the basic water filtration system is breaking down and not being repaired as fast as breaking down. So a lot of people don't have access to clean water. Certainly, we haven't found anyone who's been kicked out of their homes. There are, you know, some 1.3 Iraqi refugees inside the country. And none of them that I've spoken to in Baghdad have direct access to clean water. So you have a number of people who are living in these neighborhoods where they have no schools, medical care, water, any sort of services. And it's, you know, just getting progressively worse. Rebuilding isn't occurring in Baghdad and any of the provinces. Considerable violence.
The unemployment level there is up to about 60%. That can't help things as far as domestic tranquility goes either, can it?
I'm sorry, say that again. Unemployment?
Yeah, it's. I heard that the unemployment there is up to about 60% now, and I was going to say, and I said, let me repeat it again, that can't help domestic tranquility either.
No, definitely not. And that's, yeah, Iraqis generally cite figures anywhere between 50 to 70%. And they also, when you talk to Iraqis about why there is a guerrilla war going on, why there is an insurgency that continues, and why militia groups find it so easy to recruit people, that's a major, major reason. And virtually any Iraqi you speak to will point that out. It's interesting that it doesn't get mentioned as often in the U.S. press. I think recently AP did a story, you know, that sort of reconfirmed that unemployment is somewhere between 50 and 70%. And so that is something that, and then that goes back to the electricity. Factories can't operate without power. And so it's kind of a cyclical circular problem, but definitely that creates the necessary conditions for more violence.
6:24, 24 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got David Enders on the line live from Baghdad, Iraq. Joseph Lieberman, Senator Joseph Lieberman, made the statement here a couple of weeks ago that we have the enemy on the run and that we're winning, I'm paraphrasing him, in Iraq. Do you see it that way?
Can we come out here and check it out? That video that was on ABC News, I think, yesterday, shot by the Guardian photographer, where the soldiers are talking about politicians coming out and doing their rotations with them.
Right.
Says it all. You know, like great. Where is he getting his information? No, definitely not. The enemy is on the run. I don't know. People are dying every day. The violence is not going in certain parts of the country because the U.S. is now apparently openly allying with groups that have in the past been attacking it. So maybe violence against the U.S. is down, in a sense. Certainly not against Iraqis.
Is it better or is it worse now since you first arrived?
Certainly worse. And even a year ago, I could still find people, even some of my friends would still say, oh, we think it's going to get better, it'll get better. And now everybody says the mantra, quite literally, is today is or yesterday was better than today. Today is better than tomorrow, is what people in Baghdad keep saying to us. And no one is optimistic that it's going to get better in the short term. And you know, people would leave if they could. A lot of people just say, you know, I can't get a passport, and where do I go if I could leave? But they want to leave. They want to get out of here. It's dangerous. It's in a lot of neighborhoods. It's quite hellish. You know, there are reports of snipers firing on people just simply trying to go to work, and militias fighting over control of different neighborhoods, especially in South Baghdad. So people are not remotely optimistic.
How about outside the green zone? Have you traveled outside the green zone? And when you're outside the green zone,
I am outside the green zone all the time. We are we do stay in one of the. It's virtually one of the last two sort of complexes, hotel complexes that have foreigners. So we have private Iraqi security securing the area. But when I travel outside the green zone, movement is more restricted than it ever has been. And basically that means that in order to, I cannot afford private security as every other journalist working here has, which means that they have probably 2 to 3 cars of armed security traveling with them everywhere. I can't afford that. So when we go somewhere, we coordinate with the local militia that's in charge of the neighborhood. And even then, things are so fragmented here that they tell us not to come back a second day. And these are people who I know from previous trips and who are willing to help and set up trips for us to go cover different stories and to show what is actually happening. But even still, they say don't come back a second day because we don't know who's observed you and because there are criminal gangs operating. And so movement has never been this tough. For Iraqis and especially for foreigners.
What about the oil law protests? Well, those don't get much coverage here, but they are going on, correct?
Right. It's interesting. In the U.S., most of the coverage of the disputes over the oil law are about revenue sharing, which is kind of an interesting thing because when you talk to Iraqi politicians and certainly Iraqis just in general, the opposition to the oil law is that it would allow governorates to sign their own oil deals, as the Kurds have already begun doing, which people see as leading to the further fragmentation of Iraq. And when we talk about the splitting up of the country, in many ways it's already broken up. Northern Iraq is essentially independent for most intents and purposes, and southern Iraq is becoming increasingly independent from Baghdad. And then there's also the idea that foreign oil companies will be allowed 30-year rights to almost all of Iraq's oil fields. And people see that as signing away national wealth and national resources. And for Iraqis who do remember the 70s, or who lived through them, they remember a time when the country was well taken care of. And so they see the oil as returning to that time, and that if it's signed away to foreign interests, that they're not going to see that benefit again.
Could the Maliki government survive without us?
Not a chance.
So that's just hyperbole on his part last week when he said that they could take care of the country, and then he kind of backpedaled a little bit. But the stark reality is that without us, they couldn't stand. It would be over.
Yeah, I don't know who's cool that he's drinking. He lives in the green zone, and he has a private security detail of American contractors. And his government would not stand without U.S. support. That's very simple.
Are you astounded by the administration's almost, I don't know what would be the term for it, that they're living some kind of fantasy about this situation?
Wishful thinking?
Yeah, maybe wishful thinking. And these statements made by people like Joseph Lieberman and Lindsey Graham and John McCain about how things are not what they should be, but they're getting better. But you're seeing a whole different picture, and are you astounded by these comments?
Yes and no. I mean, I guess I'm pretty cynical when it comes to politics. I don't expect much better from the average politician. You know, John McCain comes, he spends 2 days surrounded by, you know, 15 Humvees if he leaves the green zone, and maybe he feels safe inside that cordon, and takes off his body armor, even though, you know, there are 15 Humvees around him and lots of troops. It's ridiculous. It's politics. It's not reality. And, you know, if those people came out and spent 1 day, even in, you know, we hear fire and incoming and outgoing rockets and mortars where we are. If you travel around Baghdad, you hear fire. I went down to Najaf the other day, and the only way that was possible was we had to travel in an armed convoy with the Iraqi police and one of the major political parties here. That was the only way I could get 2 hours south of Baghdad to Najaf, which is safe in the sense that it's a police state. You can't walk 5 feet in Najaf without, you know, the police asking you what you're doing and why. And that is secure, but that's the reason it's secure. And so when they talk about this, it's a bunch of BS, is really the only way to say it.
All right, David, thanks so much for your time this morning, and we hope to have you on again. And I urge everybody to pick up your book, Baghdad Bulletin, available from the University of Michigan Press, and also they can read your writings on the Pulitzer Center .org. Be safe over there, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Give a call. We'll be out here another 4 weeks at least. So.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you one more time before you leave. Thank you, David.
No problem.
All right. There's David Enders, live from Baghdad. You heard what he had to say. As compared to what we're told at times about what's going on. Now, coming up next, I'm going to play it early, and then maybe we'll squeeze it in later in the morning. But Keith Olbermann took off after David Edelman, the Bush administration, and the Pentagon, and it was pretty forceful. We'll play that for you next. Ran on Countdown last night. If you missed it, we've got it for you. And plus, we'll take your calls this morning, too. At 303-713-7600, it's open phones, which we do every Friday morning. Good morning, 634, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Last day of the work week. All right, Gina, what's the traffic look like?
Good morning, Jay. Well, not a whole lot to get in our way. Looks like a typical Friday, lighter than usual traffic, although southbound 25 is filling in across Thornton and North Glen. Same for eastbound 270, crossing Commerce City and westbound I-76 right there at I-25. Watch out for right lane stall. It is eastbound I-70 at Brighton. Weather outlook today, patchy fog and...
Remember those little hard rubber balls that bounced really high? I love those. When I was good, my mom would give me a quarter to get one. Now I'm an adult, but it's still nice to be rewarded for doing the right thing. Like with my Progressive Direct car insurance, I save over $400 a year for being a good driver. That's like 1,600 rubber balls. I mean a substantial savings.
Good driver savings from Progressive. Switch today at Progressive.com. Progressive. It's about you, and it's about time.
Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Available everywhere but Massachusetts. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Close your eyes and think of warm tropical breezes, white sandy beaches, aquamarine waters, and deep blue skies. Now imagine you're enjoying a faraway underwater world of coral reefs and Dr. Seuss tropical sea creatures. Ocean First Divers invites you on an exotic journey to Indonesia, Cozumel, or the Galapagos. Be pampered in Bali or dive off the Yucatan, starting at under $1,800 per person. Need lessons or a refresher? Ocean First Divers has Boulder's only heated dive pool, located right at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at oceanfirstdivers.com and check out their carbon offset program.
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
And will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 6:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92. AM 760. Progressive Talk. I've said this before. I'll say it again. There's so much going on. There's so many things happening that you almost on a daily basis have to have a program to keep track of all of the things that are going on. There's no possible way within a given 4 hours that we can cram all of this stuff in. Here's one of the latest things that's happening. Senator Hillary Clinton made the mistake of trying to ask the Pentagon and the Bush administration, well, do you have a plan to get us out of Iraq? What's the plan to bring the troops home? And for asking that, she was attacked by the Pentagon and by the Bush administration. Keith Olbermann from Countdown last night, on MSNBC, and this is courtesy of Countdown and MSNBC, and Keith goes after the Bush administration quite forcefully. Check it out.
Good evening from Los Angeles, and we begin with a special comment on this day's ominous, almost indescribable events.
It is one of the great dark evil lessons of history. A country, a government, a military machine can screw up a war seven ways to Sunday. It can get thousands of its people killed. It can risk the safety of its own citizens. It can destroy the fabric of its nation. But as long as it can identify a scapegoat, it can regain or even gain power. The Bush administration has tonight opened this Pandora's box about Iraq. It has found its scapegoats, Hillary Clinton and us. The lies and terror tactics with which it deluded this country into war, they had nothing to do with the abomination that Iraq has become. It isn't Mr. Bush's fault. The selection of the wrong war, in the wrong time, in the wrong place, the most disastrous geopolitical tactic since Austria-Hungary attacked Serbia in 1914 and destroyed itself in the process. That had nothing to do with the overwhelming crisis Iraq has become. It isn't Mr. Bush's fault. The criminal lack of planning for the war, the total jump off a bridge and hope you can fly tone to the failure to anticipate what would follow the deposing of Saddam Hussein, that had nothing to do with the chaos in which Iraq has been enveloped. It isn't Mr. Bush's fault. The utter, blinkered idiocy of staying the course, of sending Americans to Iraq and sending them a second time and a third and a fourth until they get killed or maimed, the utter deprioritization of human life, simply so a politician can avoid having to admit he made a mistake. That had nothing to do with the tens of thousands of individual tragedies darkening the lives of American families forever. It isn't Mr. Bush's fault. The continuing, relentless, remorseless, corrupt, and cynical insistence that this conflict is somehow defeating or containing or merely engaging the people who attacked us on 9/11. The total Alice through the looking glass quality that ignores that in Iraq we have made the world safer for Al-Qaeda. It isn't Mr. Bush's fault. The fault, brought down as if a sermon from this mount of hypocrisy and slaughter by a nearly anonymous Undersecretary of Defense, the fault has tonight been laid on the doorstep of Senator Clinton and, by extension, on the doorstep of every American, the now vast majority of us, who have ever dared to criticize this war or protest it or merely ask questions about it or simply, plaintively, innocently, honestly plead, don't take my son. Don't take my daughter. Senator Clinton has been sent, and someone has leaked to the Associated Press, a letter sent in reply to her own, asking if there exists an actual plan for evacuating the U.S. troops from Iraq. This extraordinary document was written by an Undersecretary of Defense named Eric Edelman. Premature and public discussion of the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Iraq, Edelman writes, reinforces enemy propaganda that the United States will abandon its allies in Iraq, much as we are perceived to have done in Vietnam, Lebanon, and Somalia. Edelman adds, such talk understandably unnerves the very same Iraqi allies we are asking to assume enormous personal risks. A spokesman for the senator says Mr. Edelman's remarks are at once both outrageous and dangerous, and those terms are entirely appropriate and may in fact understate the risk the Edelman letter poses to our way of life and all that our fighting men and women are risking, have risked, and have lost in Iraq. After the South was defeated in our Civil War, the scapegoat was Confederate President Jefferson Davis, and the ideas of the Lost Cause and Jim Crow were born in that wake. After the French were beaten by the Prussians in 1870 and 1871, it was the imaginary Jewish influence in the French Army General Staff, and there was born 30 years of self-destructive anti-Semitism, culminating in the horrific Dreyfus case. After the Germans lost the First World War, it was the backstabbers and profiteers at home on whose broken bodies the National Socialists rose to prominence in the succeeding decades, and whose accused membership eventually wound up in torture chambers and death camps. And after, the generation just before ours, and leaders of both political parties escalated and re-escalated and carpet-bombed and re-carpet-bombed Vietnam, it was the protest movement and Jane Fonda, and as late as just 3 years ago, Senator John Kerry, who were assigned the blame, the kind of blame which no rational human being could concur, and yet which still, across vast sections of our political landscape, resonates unchallenged and accepted. And now, Mr. Bush, you have picked out your own Jefferson Davis, your own Dreyfus, your own profiteer, your own scapegoat, not for the sake of this country, not for the sake of Iraq, not even for the sake of your own political party, but for the sake of your own personal place in history. But in reaching for that place, you have guaranteed yourself tonight not honor, but infamy. In fact, you have condemned yourself to a place among that remarkably small group of Americans whom Americans cannot forgive. Those who have sold this country out and who have willingly declared their enmity to the people at whose pleasure they supposedly serve. A scapegoat, sir, might be forgivable if you had not just happened to choose a prospective presidential nominee from the opposition party. And the accusation of spreading enemy propaganda that the United States will abandon its allies in Iraq, much as we are perceived to have done in Vietnam, Lebanon, and Somalia, might be someday atoned for, sir, if we all didn't know, you included, and your generals, and the Iraqis, that we are leaving Iraq, and sooner rather than later, and we are doing it even if to do so requires first that you must be impeached and removed as President of the United States sooner rather than later. You have set this government at war against its own people, and then blame those very people when they have said enough. And thus it crystallizes, Mr. Bush. When the Civil War General Ambrose Burnside ordered a disastrous attack on Fredericksburg in which 12,000 of his men were killed, he had to be physically restrained from personally leading the next charge himself. After the First Lord of the British Admiralty, Winston Churchill, authored and enabled the disastrous Gallipoli campaign that saw 250,000 Allied soldiers cut down in the First World War, Churchill resigned his office and took a commission as a frontline officer in the trenches of France. Those should be your new role models, Mr. Bush. Let your minions try to spread the blame to the real patriots here who have sought only to undo the horrors you have wrought here since 2002. Let them try that until the end of time. Though the words might be erased from a million books and a billion memories, though the world be covered knee-deep in your lies, the truth shall prevail. This, sir, is your war. Senator Clinton has reinforced enemy propaganda, made it impossible for you to get your ego-driven, blood-steeped win in Iraq. Then take it into your own hands, Mr. Bush. Go to Baghdad now and fulfill, finally, your military service obligations. Go there and fight your war yourself.
Isn't that great? Keith Olbermann from Countdown last night. 6:46, 46 minutes away from 7 o'clock here. On AM 760, Progressive Talk. I've often wondered why anybody who is, say, under the age of 40, who supports what's going on in Iraq and this country's foreign policy, why the hell they don't join up. And that also goes for college Republicans. Why don't they join? Why don't they go? If they think that this is the right thing to do. And every time I challenge one of those folks, either an email or even sometimes occasionally on the air, I always get some excuse. I always get some lame answer about how, well, they won't take me because of this or they won't take me because of that. I mean, put your money where your mouth is. And maybe what we had here, maybe what we would have here, if some of the sons and daughters of the elite, and also those who support this, if their kids had to go, or they offered up their kids to go, then maybe we'd have a change of consensus here. Now, the majority of the people, according to polls that are out, the latest one was a Gallup poll. The majority of people, according to polls that are out, indicate that They oppose what's going on, and they oppose the administration's efforts. So basically what's going on here is we're being stopped, and we're being held hostage by a small minority of people who remain entrenched in power by a couple of votes in the Senate. And it's very, 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 very frustrating. All right, open phones, 303-713-7600. You want to comment on Olbermann? You want to comment on what you heard David Enders say live from Baghdad? You want to talk about something else? Now's the time to do it. The agenda is open and to your making, and all you got to do is pick up the phone and become involved. 303-713-7600. Here's Gina with a look at traffic.
Thanks, Dave. Got a pretty standard commute across the metro area. Biggest issue we have right now is some slowing we're seeing along eastbound I-70 between I-25 and Brighton. That's due to a stalled SUV. Right near Brighton Boulevard, it was blocking the right lane. Did have a crash off the highway on Colorado between Mexico and Florida being cleared, and we're just starting to see those north side highways stacking up, including southbound I-25 through Thornton and North Glen.
Have you or someone you know received a DUI? If you want to talk to someone who can explain your options, call the Orr Law Firm. If you have questions, the Orr Law Firm has the answers. DUIs require critical attention. In some cases, you may only have 7 days to act to protect your rights. Don't wait. Call 303-818-2448 or log on to orrlaw.com. That's ORRLAW.com for a free consultation. Proud member of Tom Martino's referral list.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com. New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Fat than Purina One Total Nutrition lamb and rice formulas and contain natural sources of glucosamine that help maintain healthy joints. So if you haven't made the switch to Purina One, here's a special offer just for you. Purina One is so confident you'll be satisfied, they're offering a money-back guarantee. That's right, a full refund if you aren't satisfied with Purina One. First-time callers can get more information and a Purina One challenge kit by calling 1-888-620-PETS. That's 1-888-620-PETS. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. So call today, 1-888-620-PETS, and you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Applies to new advertise units only. Must provide competing dealer advertisement and buyer's order. Other vehicle must be same year, make, model, and have identical equipment and be in stock. 3 days, 150 miles, whichever comes first.
The following offer contains guaranteed savings suitable for all ages.
In a world where car prices skyrocket, only one store can offer you Toyota's price to go. Go Toyota Arapahoe. We're so confident in our price, we offer you a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Choose from hundreds of Corollas, Camrys, Tundras, 4Runners, Tacomas, and more. And you can preview everything up front on the Go Smart Choice. This offer is rated G for guaranteed. And it's playing now at Go Toyota Arapahoe, Colorado's number one Toyota certified store. Just east of I-25 on Arapahoe Road. Call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The lights green. Go!
The Transformers soundtrack featuring Before It's Too Late by the Goo Goo Dolls. Plus music from Linkin Park, Smashing Pumpkins, Disturbed, Him, and more on Warner Brothers Records.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
If there is one word that I would use to sum up the atmosphere in Iraq, on the street, in the countryside, in the neighborhoods, and at the national level, that word would be fear.
That's Ambassador Ryan Crocker from yesterday, a video conference hookup with key senators and congresspeople about Iraq. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. High today, 92, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 6:53, 53 minutes after the hour. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine. Here's Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, the last little spiel, Oberman, was that his name?
Yes, Keith Oberman.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you what, vitriolic. It makes me cringe. I got to tell you that I don't think it does any good to not at least have some reasoned discussion, the rabble-rousing that he's doing. I don't think that's very good for the nation. The one thing I would say, Jay, is what I think you ought to talk about is I think you ought to have an honest discussion about if you want to pull out of Iraq, and you at least ought to talk about are you or whoever says, yeah, let's pull out of Iraq, are we prepared for the consequences? Are we prepared for civil war? Are we prepared for, you know, what it's going to look like, America's tucking tail and running? You know, whether or not...
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. First of all, easy for you on a cell phone to call me and to couch your rhetoric about America tucking tail and running.
Well, excuse me.
No, we're not. The fact is that we should have never gone there in the first place.
Well,
we are in a situation. Hold on. I listen to you talk. We're in a situation now that is untenable. What you heard from Mr. Oberman is a reflection of public frustration with an administration that will not face facts and will not listen to the public. The latest CBS New York Times poll indicates that the majority, 61% now, want funding with a timetable. 74% believe that the war is going badly. And if you keep looking at all of the polls, they all keep saying the same thing. And what's beginning to happen here is that people, including myself and others, are becoming extremely frustrated with the fact that we have leadership that does not live in reality and will not listen to anybody. And when you start to talk about a reasoned argument about Iraq, I find it extremely funny that you don't bring up Mitch McConnell's comments from the other day in which he claimed that those of us who want to seek an alternative path out of this morass, that we're not supporting the troops. Fact is, the Pentagon's own war games indicates that what the administration has said will happen in Iraq is not going to happen. What's going to happen is that, yes, there will be violence, but there's already violence now. But Iraq will break into three separate states. That's the Pentagon contradicting the rhetoric from the White House. So, Paul, if people are frustrated and if they're vitriolic, it's probably because they're dealing every single day of their lives with a government that's unresponsible. And finally, if you think we should be there and you want to use terms like tuck tail and run, let me ask you, how old are you?
I am 41.
Why aren't you over there?
I was in the first Gulf War.
Well, why don't you go to this one?
Were you in the military?
Why don't you go to this one?
Jay, were you in the military?
No, and you know what?
You were not.
No, and I'm not, and I'm not, and I'm not suggesting, excuse me, Paul.
Why am I not?
Excuse me, Paul, I'm not suggesting that we be over there. You are, from the safety of your car and your cell phone, why don't you go over there? Why don't you go over there, Paul? Answer the question.
Why aren't
you there, Paul?
I serve my country, Jay.
Why aren't you there?
If you think this is so right,
if you think this is so, I've served my country for a long time. If you think this is so right, why are you not there, Paul? Paul, don't try to turn the conversation around, Paul. Why are you not there? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, because I'm sick and tired of people like you. I'm sick and tired of people like you who talk big from the cell phone about tucking their tail and running. Yet, you know something? You're sitting in a damn car. Go to Baghdad. You're 41 years old. Why aren't you there?
Hey, Jay.
Why aren't you there, Paul? Paul, why aren't you there? Why don't you answer the question? Why aren't you there?
Because you keep cutting me off.
Why aren't you there?
Because I've served my country already.
That's not an excuse. Why are you there? If you support this, why don't you lend your physical body to what's happening instead of sending other kids to go do your bidding?
It's not my bidding.
It is your bidding. You support it.
No, Jay, don't turn the tables on me.
I'm not turning the tables on you. I'm making you face reality, Paul.
You failed to answer my question.
No, I didn't fail. I didn't fail to answer anything. And I'm sick and tired of guys like you who want to send innocent kids off to die, and you haven't got the guts to go yourself.
Jay Martin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Your attention, please. This is a public auction notice. 200 lender foreclosed and repossessed homes across Colorado must be sold at an unprecedented two-day public auction event. Again, over 200 houses, condos, and multi-unit foreclosed properties have been ordered sold by major financial institutions. Attractive and simple financing is available. These are lender repossessions and must be sold. Visit ushomeauction.com for complete details or call 1-800-311-1160 for your free catalog. All homes are located throughout Colorado and will be auctioned on August 4th and 5th. Buy homes at auction prices. Full details at ushomeauction.com. That's www.ushomeauction.com. You may also call 1-800-311-1164 or just Google home auction.
Auction conducted by Real Estate Disposition Corporation.
Jay Martha, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News. I'm Jeff Gilbert at Chrysler headquarters, where leaders from the United Auto Workers Union are about to shake hands with company executives to begin contract talks that could redefine the American auto industry. And workers are concerned.
They're going to take any money away from us, and how much we're going to lose in health benefits.
A health care tab in the billions is the biggest issue, especially the amount that companies pay for retirees, what University of Maryland business professor Peter Morisi calls legacy costs.
They need to unload the legacy costs, or at least put a fixed price on them.
Job security and work rules are other big issues. They have just under 2 months to meet a mid-September deadline. With big losses at all three auto companies, a strike is considered very unlikely. I'm Jeff Gilbert at Chrysler headquarters. With more CBS News, here's Frank Settapani.
If that steak on the dinner table could talk, it might tell you where it came from. Since it can't, a meat labeling bill may be the next best thing. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, what would this bill do?
It'd require country of origin labels on meats, Frank.
It's frankly simply something that consumers have the right to know about.
Says Consumer Reports Urvashi Rangan, in a compromise okayed by a House panel, the U.S. could be listed as a possible source for ground meat from animals born overseas but processed here. Makes sense, says industry lobbyist Mark Dopp.
The same food safety and wholesomeness standards are applied regardless of where the animal was born.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Congress is working on a bill that would require radiation scanning for all cargo ships bound for this country. But how much good would that do? CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz says radiation detectors can be hit and miss.
We could have ships steaming into port, and in fact, when we think they may be free of a radiological device, they may in fact have one on them.
You don't have to be married to have children, but in Rhode Island, being married could help. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. How's that, Vicki?
Being married is still your only option if you need fertility treatment in Rhode Island, Frank. Governor Don Carcieri has vetoed a bill which would have had health insurers cover fertility treatments for unmarried people. He says insurance companies shouldn't be forced to subsidize out-of-wedlock births. Carcieri also argues that eliminating the marriage requirement would have driven up health care costs, Frank.
What a wake-up call. A magnitude 4.1 earthquake jolted the San Francisco Bay Area just before 5 o'clock this morning. Police have reports of power outages and things falling off supermarket shelves.
We had two big windows that are right above the check stand that popped out, and there's glass everywhere.
But no serious injuries. Inquiring minds want to know, will Harry Potter be dispatched to that great reading room in the sky?
Don't want Harry to die.
She'll find out tonight when the last Harry Potter book goes on sale. Courtney Lanahan will go straight from her wedding reception to a Barnes & Noble store in Clackamas, Oregon for her copy, but she'll wait to flip the pages.
No, I'll wait a couple days to start reading it, actually. I mean, you know, it's our wedding night.
S&P futures are down a point. This is CBS News.
I can't think of many things that last a lifetime. True love? Maybe. A special memory? Perhaps. A house paint? Absolutely. If it's Duration Exterior from Sherwin-Williams. Not as romantic as True Love, maybe, but way more practical. Because Duration Exterior protects in one coat and is guaranteed for as long as you own your home. Buy it now at your Sherwin-Williams store and save $8 a gallon. Duration. A paint that lasts a lifetime? Now that's True Love.
former Hershey syrup users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
I was looking for something more nutritious for the kids because they drink a lot of chocolate milk. I never really thought about Ovaltine until we went to my mother-in-law's house. Now, that's all we drink. I even got my mom to try Ovaltine. She was a die-hard Hershey syrup person. She was here watching the kids, so she had to drink Rich Chocolate Ovaltine. She loved the Ovaltine taste. Now she drinks it, too.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A California woman will be in a Denver courtroom this morning facing charges for hitting her kids on a flight and threatening a flight attendant. 38-year-old Tamara Jo Freeman was on a Frontier Airlines plane from San Francisco to Denver. Witnesses say she was using profane language, hitting her 2- and 4-year-old kids while being served booze. She then threw the drink on the floor when the flight crew intervened.
This woman was not served excessive number of drinks on the flight. Once it was apparent that her behavior was becoming belligerent and aggressive, she was no longer served.
Frontier spokesman Joe Hodes. Freeman denies throwing the drink, but admits she hit her kids because they were fighting. She's facing a charge of interference with a flight crew and assault. She's been ordered to stay in jail here in Denver until her court appearance. The kids are back in California with relatives. Meanwhile, airline passengers are going to be able to take cigarette lighters on airplanes again. The New York Times says the 2-year-old ban being lifted August 4th. For most kinds of lighters. And no charges will be filed against the driver of a car in a stunt gone bad that left one Greeley teenager dead. Prosecutors say they can't prove beyond a reasonable doubt whether the 18-year-old's drowning July 6th was caused solely by the stunt that sent the car 40 feet into a water-filled gravel pit. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Decent drive around Metro Denver. Have the usual slow pockets, southbound 225. Heavy congestion from south of I-70, pretty much all the way into the tech center. Speeds in the 20s along southbound 25 from 120th to 84th, and eastbound 270 is dragging across Commerce City. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. Expect a partly cloudy day. We're going to get a high of 89. More of the same tonight with a low of 63. And currently, some clouds and 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Here in Denver, there are lots of Tex-Mex places, but only one Mountain Mex restaurant, Hacienda Colorado. It's south of the border in a mile-high mood. It's Mexican food with altitude. That's Mountain Mex, only at Hacienda Colorado.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. A slight chance of thunderstorms, high today 92. Back to talking about Iraq for just a second. By the way, it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, spine. 303-713-7600. And this last guy who called, I was all right in that conversation with him until he used the term tuck, tail, and run. And then I asked him, like, how old are you? Well, he's 41. Why aren't you over there? Well, I served my country once before. Oh, okay. Well, You did it once, and that somehow fulfills the commitment. And then, of course, the age-old argument of I was in the military, were you? As if that's supposed to gain some kind of leverage on me. But the fact is that there are a lot of us out here who were not in the military. But we've contributed to this country in various ways, both in charities and also the fact that a lot of us have been in the workplace for a long, long time. and have contributed and paid taxes for a long, long time. But we're not the ones that are advocating that we be involved in this. And if you're able-bodied and you're 41 like the last guy, and you want to use terms like tuck tail and run, then for God's sakes, jump into the heap. Go ahead, because it's easy to make those kind of comments when you're on a cell phone in a car. And there are other people's kids that are stuck in this, like the 17-year-old who was killed last week. And I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm extremely frustrated by all of it. Extremely frustrated. And polls show that the majority of people in this country do not back what is going on. Yet we have, as I said before, we have unresponsive leadership that just does not want to listen. And now we've been told all along, well, wait until September. Now today in the Associated Press, there is a story out that the second in command behind General Petraeus, Lieutenant General Raymond Ornderio, told reporters after a Senate hearing yesterday that he would need beyond September to tell if improvements in Iraq represented long-term trends. He says he needs until November. So what are they doing? They're moving the timeline again. Again, they're moving the timeline. Again. Here's Senator Joe Biden.
Where do we go in looking for that political compromise if you're moving the goalposts at this point in time?
Boy, the goalpost is continuously being moved. And we've got some other stories going on here. And I don't want to be totally and completely political this morning. But as I said in the beginning of the show, you almost have to have some kind of a visible wall diagram to keep track of what's going on in this country because there's just too much. It's overload. The Bush administration officials. Now check this out at thewashingtonpost.com. The Bush administration officials unveiled a bold new assertion of executive authority yesterday in the dispute over the firing of 9 U.S. attorneys, saying that the Justice Department will never be allowed to pursue contempt charges initiated by Congress against the White House officials once the president has invoked executive privilege. The position presents serious legal and political obstacles for congressional Democrats who have begun laying the groundwork for contempt proceedings against the current and former White House officials in order to pry loose information about the dismissals. Mark J. Rosel, who is a professor of public policy at George Mason University, who has written a book on the executive privilege issue, calls the administration's stance astonishing. He says it's breathtakingly broad. It's a breathtakingly broad view of the president's role in this system of separation of powers. What this statement is saying is that the president's claim of executive privilege trumps all. Unbelievable. There's this story out this morning. Top officials at the Federal Energy Management Agency knew about reports of possible health problems from formaldehyde in trailers provided to Hurricane Katrina victims. According to documents released Thursday by a House committee, the warnings from Gulf Coast fuel workers were brushed aside because senior FEMA officials in Washington didn't want the moral and legal responsibility to do what what they knew they had to had to be done. This is according to Henry Waxman. I mean, any comments on this from anybody? About the FEMA trailers? I'm not trying to... I'm not trying to drum up hysteria here. But doesn't anybody find this to be disgusting? And Congressman Waxman says FEMA's reaction to the problem was deliberately stunted to bolster the agency's litigation position. So, if you're going to do a talk show that deals with things that are going on every single day, there are some days you get on the air here, you don't have any choice, but you got to confront this stuff, you got to bring it up. And I think a lot of us are just bursting at the seams here with all of this stuff. That we can't keep track of everything that was going on. And the last caller, perfectly willing to hear him out. I want to use that term, tuck tail and run. I'm so sick of that. I'm so tired of it. And Senator Hillary Clinton comes under attack from the Pentagon for asking how we're going to get out. Does anybody out there have any idea what victory is supposed to look like? We not only cannot under this administration and under this government manage an engagement in a foreign country, we can't take care of people in this country. And this FEMA trailer story is disgusting. Katrina victims tell a House committee that formaldehyde in their trailers made them sick. Documents show testing was discouraged. And I guess I'm on here pleading. I mean, how is this a right or a left issue? This is an issue, the issue of human decency. Isn't it? Don't you think? Just absolutely amazing. Just absolutely amazing. Amazing. And I'll say it again. You support what's going on. You support what is happening in Iraq. You're under the age of 45. I don't care how many times you have been in the military. Time for you to go now. Put your money where your mouth is. Put some skin in the game and don't turn around and don't try to say to those of us who think that what's going on here is wrong, don't turn around to us and say, well, what branch of the military have you been in? Well, we're not sitting here willing to send kids off to die. By the way, how many funerals has this administration been to? Absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you something, not one, zippo. And I'll tell you something, I've said it before. My idea of good talk radio is heated, passionate exchanges, but my idea of good talk radio is not sitting here every single day and beating up on this guy who's leading this country, because if it's not apparent to people now that he doesn't know what he's doing, that these folks don't know what they're doing, that we are in this gigantic screw-up situation, then no amount of ranting and raving on my part is going to change anything. Unbelievable. John's laughing because now I've got a scratchy throat after getting upset at that last caller, Paul. Well, emotion gets the better of me on this. Emotion gets the better of me on this. So much waste, so much terrible, terrible, terrible waste of human life, both on our part and the Iraqis, the absolute damaging of their society. We can't even take care of people here. You give people trailers from FEMA, and they've got formaldehyde in them.
At Shell, we believe that the only thing better than making gasoline is finding a way to get more of it.
Yeah, not just more of it, for free.
So now you can get a $25 Shell gift card when you purchase 100 gallons of Shell gasoline with your new Shell card within 90 days of opening an account.
So cool.
That's a savings of 25 cents per gallon.
Trust me, best gas card ever.
Just pick up an application at your local Shell station. Visit GetMyShellCard.com or call 877-GO-2-SHELL for details. Offer in September 30th.
I'm totally there.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Ziggy out there, Juan, Freddie Labrato, my man Freddie. These are all my friends. Colby, I can't leave Colby Harris out. These guys are all my friends. And they work so damn hard, really, to do the right thing and to get you the right kind of deal. Now, they're in it to make money. There's no question about that. But they're also in it for the long term, which means that they're going to treat you right. Check out their inventory on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Get out there today. They're open until 9 tonight, as they are every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Nobody in this area, nobody, I don't care who they are, they can't beat Rockies. They just can't. I was thinking yesterday, what if Mary and I bought 8 or 9 cars from Rockies over the last 11 or 12 years? It's no better place to go. Rockies Autos, 63rd and Federal.
You don't want to spend this hot summer cooking inside. Get out on your patio, cool off with some great deals from Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least 4 chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the state. They're spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, at 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting local progressive companies like All American Vogue, Wellness Bond Fifth Ave, or Empowerment Coach and Global Sense author Judah Freed. Go to AM760.net and support Progressive Talk, AM760.
The Transformers soundtrack, featuring Before It's Too Late by the Goo Goo Dolls. Plus music from Linkin Park, Smashing Pumpkins, Disturbed, Him, and more on Warner Brothers Records.
Ed Schultz.
Friday on the Ed Schultz Show, I'll be broadcasting from the nation's capital. CNN's Candy Crowley joins us to talk about the upcoming YouTube presidential debate. John Podesta joins the program to talk about the balance in talk radio, the latest news out of Iraq, where do we go now that troops are going to be there for a while. We'll take your calls and have the latest news Friday on the Ed Schultz Show.
Ed Schultz, today at 1.
on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Please don't dominate the rap jack if you got no
7:23 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, open phones underway at 303-713-7600. Let's go to the phones, and we got a Paul in Denver. Paul, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Where's that beer you owe me, man?
Well, I tried the other night, man, you know, but you didn't hang around long enough.
Yeah, well, you know I don't drink beer. But you need to buy me a bottle of water next time.
I know. I'll send you a case.
You're busy sipping that brew and munching on that pizza, man, at Double Daughters, at the drinking liberally thing, but no water for me. All right, what's on your mind?
Hey, listen, you know, I'm not getting enough money from the government. First of all, I'm embarrassed that someone with the name Paul would call in and talk like that. But anyways, that last Paul. But, you know, John said that you already know about this, but I think we need to keep repeating the horrible waste of lives, but also, you know, in the Denver Post Wednesday, it was stated that now $750 million is going to be sent to lawless tribal regions in Pakistan for education, health, and economic projects, with an additional $300 million to boost some 85,000 million frontier corps that patrols the border along Pakistan. But we don't have enough money in this country to take care of the problems here. You know, it's such a waste of lives, waste of resources, waste of money, waste of everything.
And well, we've been pumping in money to Musharraf for like the longest time. And apparently, so far, it hasn't done any good.
No. And now the story about FEMA. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know where people's consciences are.
I think part of the problem is that there's so much going on. How do you keep track of everything?
Well, right. Yeah, I can't.
I mean, how do you keep all this in your head on a constant basis? And then it gets to the point where when you try to explain it to somebody who doesn't know what's going on, you get exasperated because you can't work your way through all of this stuff.
Right. Yeah, you have to just hope that, you know, with stations like this and people out there, that those of us that are out there educating people, that, you know, we'll just keep changing hearts and minds slowly but surely. But yet, then more and more lives continue to get lost over in Iraq. And then this bozo in the White House, you know, he doesn't ever really want to get out of there. He really doesn't. I don't believe he ever really wants to get out of there.
I don't think he does either. I think what he wants to do is he wants to stay there until he passes it on to somebody else. But it's just amazing.
Yeah,
it's just amazing. It's not only the executive branch, but it's also the congressional branch as well. And I'm talking about Senate Republicans and also House members who just don't seem to. I mean, they put their party and themselves first, and the country second, and it's just. It's just amazing. And something, you know what? Something's going to have to give here. Something's going to have to burst. Something's going to happen because people are not going to continue to go on and to allow things to happen and to keep happening. At some point, they're going to have had enough. And I wonder how far we are away from that boiling point.
Yeah, I do too, because I remember in the days of Vietnam, you know, there were groups that finally got so fed up with the whole Vietnam thing that you know, physical property damage started happening, and I don't want to see it to come to that, but, you know, people.
I don't think it will, but I really think that there's going to be a huge insurrection at the ballot box. I really believe that. I'll be shocked if I'm wrong. Paul, thanks, man.
All right, Jay, have a good weekend.
Talk to you, brother.
All right.
Let's go to Nan in Estes Park. Nan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. I'll make my comments real quick. I think everybody who feels, as I do, should call their representatives and senators and ask them, did they take the oath to uphold the Constitution? And if they did, they have to impeach. That's all, okay?
Yeah, I used to think that was a crazy idea, but now I don't think it's a crazy idea. Now I don't think we have any choice, and I think that we definitely should pursue it. And even if it doesn't go through and we don't get it, we should at least raise the specter of it, and we should at least be talking about it, and we should be talking about it openly. I agree with you 100%.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Yeah, we should be talking about that. We should be getting into this. We should be talking about this kind of thing because it seems like at every turn of the mile, it seems like no matter what happens, it seems like the same people keep getting away with the same stuff. I mean, yesterday Valerie Plame had her lawsuit thrown out of court. She's going to appeal it, but the same message keeps coming every single time, and that same message is simply that no matter what anybody tries to do, you're thwarted, and these folks are totally and completely out of control. And plus, on top of that, this whole idea where the number two behind David Petraeus says now all of a sudden, well, I need until November. No. No, absolutely not. You guys talked about September. And for those of you that didn't hear it this morning, you can go to podcast, am760.net, and you can listen to David Enders. We had him on live from Baghdad. And listen to what he has to say about what's going on over there. Shane and Greeley. Shane, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing there?
Hi, man, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was just calling to mention that it seems like we have a whole bunch of people in this country that vote against their own interests, and it seems like the result tends to be the little guy gets stepped on over and over and over, regardless of what we try to do. And, you know, you can see it in everything. The Valerie Plame ruling yesterday, they throw it out just based on your procedural rules, but even more than that, the Supreme Court rulings, every bill that's vetoed, you know, that would benefit the little guy, seems like they don't have our best interest in mind in general, and you know, across the board, and it really frustrates me. Doesn't it frustrate you?
Yeah. Absolutely. It really does. And I'll tell you what really frustrates me is that, in my opinion, and it's only my opinion, that mismanagement is not a partisan issue. Mismanagement is a bipartisan issue. And I have to believe, in order for my own sanity, I have to believe that there are conservatives out there, not what I would call right-wingers, but I'm talking about conservatives. There's got to be conservatives out there who look at these things like the FEMA story with the trailers, who look at stuff like the war, who look at stuff like broad executive privilege, who look at all of the other things that are going on where the administration scolds Senator Clinton for asking a question about how the Pentagon intends to get us out of this mess we're in, that I got to believe it's a bipartisan issue that we all would be upset about the virtual mismanagement of everything from A to Z, the Justice Department, FEMA, the FDA, the list just goes on and on and on. And I got to believe there are conservatives out there who have the ability and the wherewithal, who have the courage to come forward and say, wait a minute, you know what, this isn't right.
It's really not right.
Because it's mismanagement. It's mismanagement of the country and its assets.
And I just wish that we could have the courage to be more centered, regardless of whether you call yourself progressive, whether you call yourself conservative, Democrat or Republican, it really doesn't matter. I just wish we could be a little more centered, listen to the other side, and say, you know, that's a good idea, or that's not a good idea, and really come to you know, something that works for all of us and talk it out. But it's just frustrating that we can't see eye to eye on anything.
Yeah, it is, and I don't know how to find common ground. I mean, I couldn't do it with the caller last hour. I don't know if I can do it with anybody else. Shane, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Have a nice day, Jay. Take care, man.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Bye now.
All right. And I don't think we have to look at things and go, well, we can't turn them around. I mean, I believe that we can. And I'll tell you something else I've noticed, too. Maybe somebody can answer this question. Why is it that the people that I see that still have the George Bush stickers on their cars, why are, like, a majority of these cars, they all need to go to Rockies. I mean, they're rolling cracker boxes. I mean, this is a political party, the GOP. This is the whole structure. They have betrayed what conservatism is supposed to be, and you have these folks who are once again, they're voting against their own self-interest, as Sean just brought up. I mean, if you're driving around a throwdown car, if you're driving around a beater, You obviously do not fall into the 1-5% that are getting away with all the goodies in this country. So why do they do it? Why do they have these stickers on their cars? Why do they vote against their own self-interest? Am I saying that all Democrats are perfect? No. Am I saying that the Democrats have the corner on it? No, I'm not saying that. But as David Sirota said to me, and he's right, and he said it on the air here. He said, we're far better off under them than we are under the GOP. And at least the GOP, if they're going to be conservative, at least they can stick to that instead of being opportunistic. Well, I could go on and on. 7:35, what, John? And I would go on and on if I had enough time. But does that amaze you? Like, I would expect to see, like, a Bush sticker on a Bentley Arnage or something.
I see them on pickup trucks all the time.
Not on the back of some, like,
construction pickup truck.
A guy driving a $10,000 car, or a woman driving an $8,000 beat up van with her kids stuffed in the back. I mean, what is the point behind that?
The best is when you see them where you can tell that the person has tried to scrape them off, but they can't get the whole thing off, and you see the Bush-Cheney 04 thing.
Yeah, but I'm just talking about people who proudly display that stuff.
Oh, and there's a ton of them, especially in Douglas County where I live. You see them everywhere.
I mean, some of these people, I hate to say this, this sounds bad, but some of these people look like they're right out of Deliverance. All right, it's 7:36, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And here's Gina. Oh, yeah, here we go. Hi.
Jay.
Hi, my name is Zed.
Thanks for the compliment.
And I'm from the Re-Elect George W. Bush Committee. Hold on a second here. I got to make sure you see my one tooth.
That's really bad.
And I like Jeff Gordon and NASCAR, too. Say, are you tired of these rich liberal limousine elites ruling our country and destroying American values? Are you tired of seeing people in your neighborhood who don't look like you? You know who I'm talking about. Let's just say, for the sake of political correctness, and that's another thing that gets on my nerves, let's just say for the sake of political correctness, they apparently have been out in the sun too long, and they're in our neighborhood, and they're committing crimes, and they're drinking, and they're reproducing like rats. If you're tired of all that, I think you ought to vote for Bush and Cheney. And if you don't want those limp-wristed, pusillanimous punk liberals running this country, and run it into the ground like they have for the last 50 years, then you need to vote for Bush and Cheney. And don't forget to vote for my old man, Wayne Allard. Yeah, and David Schultes. He's another good American. Hey! All right, Ma, pass me a Goo-Goo's, because they're good. And let me just take a little pinch and put it between my cheek and gum. You know, I like that Red Bull. All right. Can we have, or is that Cannonball chewing tobacco? Okay, can we have a look at the traffic, please?
Thanks, Jay. Overall, not a bad
ride. Wait a minute, did you think I was talking about you?
Well, of course. You've put us all in the same category.
Well, listen, I hate to say this, but if the shoe fits, wear it. I mean, you vote against your own self-interest. But I don't think you qualify like somebody who is from some parts of... And I know Mary will laugh at this. Some parts of, because we joke about it all the time, some parts of Mississippi and Alabama and other places in which I've lived.
Is this part of left-wing tolerance? Or?
No, we don't have any tolerance. We're learning from you guys.
Okay.
You know, like Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh.
Okay.
You know, with Obama the Magic Negro and Savage calling those of us who don't believe in Jesus as our Savior, as being the same as radical Islamic terrorists. Gina, in all due respect, and I love you, but I don't think you want to raise the issue of tolerance, because when it comes to tolerance, you guys don't have any. And we should play you this cut. Do you have that cut, John, of Tom DeLay? Okay. We should play this.
I just don't like absolutes and putting everybody in one category.
Oh, like the representative from the state of Florida who said that David Vitter ought to resign, or if he wants to have those kind of sexual mores, he ought to join the Democratic Party? Is that what you're talking about?
Sure.
See, because you know what? Let me tell you something. We get in this whole family's value argument. I've been married for 27 years. I've been married longer than Rush Limbaugh, longer than Newt Gingrich, longer than half of those people. Now, here's Tom DeLay. Play that Tom DeLay thing. Listen to this.
If we had those 40 million children that were killed over the last 30 years, we wouldn't need the illegal immigrants to fill the jobs that they are doing today. Think about it.
He's talking about abortion. So, in other words, if 40 million people had not been lost to abortion, as he so-called claims, then that would be great, because then they could fit Tom DeLay's feelings about where they should be, which is working in the onion fields of Paco Verde, picking onions, instead of having a discussion about how they can live the American dream and work their way up the professional ladder. I love you, Gina, but this is one fight I don't think you want to pick with me, because I got tons of evidence of you guys and your intolerance. And you know what? And I'll tell you something. Here's something else. Let me say this, and then you can do the traffic. See, here's the little game that goes on. The little game that goes on is every time somebody on the left does what I just did, it's like, oh, we're intolerant, we're terrible. Yet you guys spend an inordinate amount of broadcast hours constantly in this country with way over-the-top statements about people.
You haven't heard me do that.
Falsities about people. Yeah, but you know what? Own up for it. If I'm going to own up for my side, you own up for yours. Yeah, we have people who are extreme, but every time you step out a little bit and do something that you know that might be considered, there you go again. It's like you're being intolerant. You guys wrote the book on how to be intolerant. You guys wrote it. You operate off that manual every single day. And the biggest joke is that you vote against your own self-interest. And now we're stuck with the government we're stuck with that puts poor people in trailers that have formaldehyde. I'm sure the good Lord would appreciate that move. Or this mess we're in Iraq. Or the numerous other scandals that are going on. I rest my case. Let's look at the traffic.
Looks like a Friday, free of heavy congestion, slow pods for the most part. We do have eastbound arteries lining up, 6th Avenue, Boulder, Turnpike near Federal. Need to watch out for possible construction delays, which could jam up your drive either direction right near E-470 today. Looks like we're going to have a partly cloudy day for weather, high of 89. Currently, it's a little overcast, 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak-of-the-season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Super.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. Thinking about a summer road trip but not sure if the family wagon can make it? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, check out over 800 vehicles. Up close and personal. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all right here in Denver. Many under $10,000, including low-mileage program vehicles, all with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Close your eyes and think of warm tropical breezes, white sandy beaches, aquamarine waters, and deep blue skies. Now imagine you're enjoying a faraway underwater world of coral reefs and Dr. Seuss tropical sea creatures. Ocean First Divers invites you on an exotic journey to Indonesia, Cozumel, or the Galapagos. Be pampered in Bali or dive off the Yucatan, starting at under $1,800 per person. Need lessons or a refresher? Ocean First Divers has Boulder's only heated dive pool, located right at 30th and Bluff Street, next to the Steel Yards. Go online at OceanFirstDivers.com and check out their carbon offset program.
Your debts are piling up, your bills are due, and the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Collection calls and get on the road to being debt-free. Just call Credit Guard of America now. We can get you out of debt quickly and easily.
Credit Guard of America has given me hope.
For free information, call 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856. 1-800-500-8856.
Negative equity applied to new loan balance. When was the last time anyone offered to buy your car? At Go Automotive Group, we do it every day. In fact, we'll buy your car whether you buy ours or not. Simply stop by any of our 17 Go showrooms for your quick and easy appraisal. Then shop Colorado's largest selection of new and used cars and trucks. Over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And with a new Go Smart Choice, you'll see your trade-in value up front. Go sells thousands of cars and trucks every month, so we need to buy thousands back. Why not yours? Go will buy your car whether you buy ours or not. For your quick and easy appraisal, call 303-GO-CARS-GO. Come by any of our 17 Go showrooms or click GoCarsAndTrucks.com.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
The light's green. Go.
Baby, I'm ready to go.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
It's 46 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sidecast Thunderstorms high today, 92. And, I went off on that rant about tolerance. But, you know, that's the whole game that's played without, you don't have any. You know what? Maybe that's our problem. Maybe we have too much tolerance. Maybe we should be a little bit more intolerant. Maybe. Jason in Laramie. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Hey, first off, amen, brother, on when you're talking to Paul, because I think you're articulating the frustration a lot of Americans have with this check and hawk administration. It's ridiculous. All these people supporting the war from the comfort of their armchairs or their home or their cars on their cell phones, and yet they're not over there putting their lives on the line. And then they try to claim, well, I either served or I've got a family member. And like, that's immaterial. There are many families who both mother and father are currently deployed. So if that's the case, then if you support this war, you should be over there.
Yeah, all college Republicans should join immediately.
Absolutely. But I want to go to the FEMA trailer thing, and I think we have to follow the money, and I've just been doing a little bit of research on it since you brought up the topic here. And, you know, the articles I've found is a lot of the people who got contracts, and it's interesting that they just call them FEMA trailers. That means they're not Winnebagos or whatever,
right,
you know,
right.
Like really high quality. They were made specifically for this. And apparently, just from what I'm reading, and, you know, you do Google work yourself. I'm going into details for listeners who are interested in this. But apparently, a lot of these contractors, these companies that were made, that got contracts, were created after Katrina, or weren't actually incorporated in Louisiana, and only came into existence, either they were doing something else and then shifted to making trailers, or only came into existence for the purpose of making trailers. And a lot of them, according to one piece I'm reading here, and I will tell you, this is from CorporateWatch.org, saying that awards are being announced to out-of-state firms, companies with questionable political ties, large companies, companies with absolutely no previously related experience in the manufactured homes or travel trailer business, and companies established after Hurricane Katrina. So it's all about greed. It's the same thing that they're doing over in Baghdad. It's the private market. Let the free market work. You know, all the private sector will solve everything. And, you know, obviously it hasn't. And you can turn around and blame it on government, but government doesn't work when you put idiots in charge. So,
well, if you don't like government, you can't very well run it. By the way, this is a bipartisan. This is a bipartisan problem because the top Republican on the committee with Waxman, Representative Thomas Davis III of Virginia, here's his quote in the Washington Post this morning, that the agency failed to get information they needed and failed to act to prevent this crisis.
Mm-hmm.
So even he knows that this whole thing is disgusting and it's wrong.
And that's what happens when you have no oversight in Congress. Let's keep in mind that Congress hasn't done its oversight capacity the entire Bush administration. I'm not trying to leap on. This is bipartisan, but there were no oversight committee hearings on the execution of the war and the finances being spent, when as during World War II there were hundreds, I believe, or, you know, several dozen hearings held in Congress, oversight on how the money was being spent, who was getting the money, where it was going. None of that. For 6 years, and now we're spending to the tune of how many billions of dollars a month? Like $4 or $5 billion a month?
No, it's higher than that. It's like it's 10.
Okay, like 10 billion. Excuse me. I'm sorry. It's hard to keep up with the numbers sometimes. Like you said, it's overwhelming. And so now that's exactly what happened in New Orleans.
You know what?
That's exactly
right. We have checks and balances in this society. When they work well. When they don't, we're in big trouble. Have a good weekend, man. Great call. Thank you, and I hope you'll call again.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
All right. See you later. 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Overall, just a great ride for Friday. We don't have virtually anything right now that's really slowing down your drive. At least we're free of any kind of collision activity. Southbound I-25 is heavy, of course, into downtown I-70 to Spear. We've got traffic bogging down westbound I-76 approaching I-25, as well as eastbound lanes of I-70. Definitely filling in now between Brighton and Colorado. Weather outlook today, you can expect a partly cloudy day. We're going to get a high of 89 today. Looks like those clouds will hang around through tonight for a low of 60. And tomorrow, a dry day at 97. Right now, it's a little cloudy, 65. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Nobody makes a better breakfast than Sonic. They have toaster sandwiches, the Supersonic Breakfast Burrito.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com. New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Cool, find a new space. It's a spot. So where do you find it all? And the name of the place is Westminster Mall.
Oh, dear.
Hey, did you miss out last month? Because you can still catch some of the action this summer. Yep, it's the Doubleheader Sports Card and Collectible Show. Back by popular demand this week at Westminster Mall. Check it out. Personally autographed sports cards, bats, balls, and photos. It's a collector's dream come true. Of course, you can always improve your score at home with a stop at any one of our great shops or 4 major department stores. It all happens July 20th through the 22nd, only at Westminster Mall, both the Turnpike and Sheridan.
And the name of the place is Westminster Mall.
Oh, yeah.
I heard about a place with the best deals on all the hottest shoes. I have to check it out, but I don't remember where it's at.
Premier business listings. Find what you missed at am760.net.
Apt in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? 1/3 of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Keep your morning moving with me at 10, Tom Hartman. Right now you've got Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 756, 56 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 92. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Christy Harvey coming up after 8 o'clock. Let's see if we can squeeze another call in here. And we go to Kurt in Brighton. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I pulled my cracker box over to the side of the shoulder here on I-70 so I could give you a call safely.
Sure. Good for you.
Hey, look, here's my take on the thing. I blame both parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, for having given Bush carte blanche after 9/11 to essentially, you know, engage in whatever activities he wanted without, you know, any kind of congressional approval or oversight. You know, I'm tired of that. You know, I've been referred to as a war. I mean, we've only had one declared war. The last one was World War II. All these others, I mean, were undeclared conflicts. And if we went back to the Constitution and actually followed it, I think we'd minimize a lot of these problems. My take on it is we should not be getting into any conflicts anywhere in the globe unless we have a declaration of war by the Congress, and then we institute a draft. And I think you'd see a lot of this foolishness cut back on.
I can't decide. I can't disagree with anything you've just said. You're right. It is both parties. You're absolutely right.
You know, I mean, if it's worth doing and fighting, you do it right. And part of the problem we've got is, I mean, who do you know that thinks we're in a quote-unquote war. I mean, the bottom line is if everybody was sacrificing, including the children of congressmen and senators, you could cut back on a lot of this foolishness.
Amen. You are the caller of the morning, my man.
That's just my take.
Your take's absolutely correct. I hope you have a great weekend, and I hope you'll pull over again on I-70 and call me again.
All right, Jay, you have a good day.
Thanks, Kurt. That man speaks the truth. Christy Harvey, coming up next.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. How safe are America's ports? Not nearly safe enough, according to some experts. CBS's Steve Futterman tells us Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff will answer back during a visit today to the Port of Los Angeles.
He's expected to outline efforts to protect ports throughout the country. Critics have claimed that the nation's ports are one of the weakest links in the war on terror. The Port of Los Angeles is one of the largest in the nation.
Congress is closing in on a bill that would require screening for radioactive material before cargo ships bound for this country can leave foreign ports. CBS News Homeland Security analyst Paul Kurtz says screening is no cure-all.
I think we're going to end up wasting billions of taxpayers' dollars, and we won't necessarily have the security that we think we're going to have in the end.
UAW bargainers and Chrysler had so much to talk about they began meeting months ago, but talks on a critical auto industry contract officially began within the hour. The Big Three say they can't survive without cost concessions. Auto worker Earl Taylor is worried about losing medical benefits.
That's the one thing I think that they're going to try to take away is medical.
Union Chief Ron Gettelfinger says the UAW is not going into the talks in a concessionary mode. A Columbia University study finds that most children who get treated for attention deficit disorders get better. The study says children improve regardless of whether they take drugs, get therapy, or use both approaches. Psychiatrist Catherine Gallander says parents should not be overly concerned about the side effects of ADD drugs.
Many studies on it, and many children have done very well on it.
Parents should pay attention to this. A study finds that thousands of children have been solicited to put pornographic pictures of themselves on the Internet. David Finkelhorn with the New Hampshire Crimes Against Children Research Center says that is playing with dynamite.
We need to know that these photos, once sent, can end up anywhere and kind of permanently displayed on the web.
Some major newspapers say the NFL isn't seeing the big picture. Live to CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
Clever advertising in the Super Bowl, it's in the game.
Julie, do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband? Do I hear an I do, I do? Do I hear an I do?
I do.
But now the NFL wants to require on-field photographers to wear red vests with product logos. Appalled their employees would become walking billboards, the New York Times, Houston Chronicle, and several other newspapers are considering boycotting games. Picture that. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnetto, CBS News.
It's been a banner day for West Bank Palestinians. They cheered their approval as Israel released more than 250 Palestinian prisoners. The move could boost President Mahmoud Abbas and his power struggle with Hamas militants. In early trading, Wall Street is in retreat. The Dow Industrial Average is down 103 points after reaching 14,000 yesterday. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 28 points. This is CBS News.
professional driver zooms in for a pit stop, his crew gives his vehicle everything it needs for top performance. He needs the best, and so do you. Hurry to your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Our crew is the best in the business. Ford-trained technicians who use genuine Ford parts. Race in for great service deals. Only at your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Put the pedal to the metal. Pit Stop Savings Days end September 9th.
Welcome to the Cheapness Hall of Fame. On my left, you'll see a bronze replica of Rachel Mahoney's legendary coupon collection.
Who's this?
That's a statue of our newest inductee, Jeff Baxter. He just saved $75 on a trip to Vegas at cheaptickets.com.
People, wait, you can book after the tour.
Book your trip to Vegas and save $75. Cheaptickets.com. The less you pay, the better it feels. Save $75 on qualifying plus night vacation. Book by 7:30:07. Dollar for travel 7/9 through 9/15/07. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Contact Real Estate Disposition Corporation at ushomeauction.com.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. A Denver judge today hears the case of a California woman accused of hitting her kids on an airplane, then threatening a flight attendant. 38-year-old Tamara Jo Freeman swatted her 2- and 4-year-olds on a Frontier Airlines flight from San Francisco to Denver. When the flight crew stepped in, witnesses say Freeman threw her drink down and threatened a flight attendant.
There's 132 passengers. They're doing what they're doing. So oftentimes what might seem completely obvious to you because you're sitting next to this person isn't always clearly obvious to the flight attendant. Once they were told of the situation, they absolutely jumped in.
Frontier Airlines spokesman Joe Hodes. Freeman was ordered jailed until her court appearance today. Her kids are with a relative back in California. Abortion rights groups in Colorado have until next week to appeal the language of a proposed ballot measure that would define a fertilized egg, either inside or outside the womb, as a person. Anti-abortion supporters need more than 76,000 signatures to get that measure on the ballot. And the crash of a vintage airplane in northern Colorado didn't cause any serious injuries to the two guys on board. Investigators think the pilot was attempting an emergency landing near Niwot when the plane hit the ground, slid about 100 yards. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. No major worries or delays around the metro area. We have an increase for sure along that northbound 25 corridor through Douglas County. Southbound 225 has been pretty heavy all morning from Colfax to Mississippi and again through the DTC. We do have a stalled RTD bus off the highway. You can watch out for it at Alameda at Downing. And looks like no major issues at all for the high country, so just enjoy that drive. Security wait time at DIA, 10 minutes. Weather outlook today. We're going to have a partly cloudy day with a high of 89 right now. Partly cloudy and 69. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pick up peak of the season Driscoll strawberries for just a dollar right now at your neighborhood King Supers. 16-ounce packages are 10 for $10 when you use your SuperCard. Only at King Supers. Right store, right price.
Looking to get more laps from a gallon of gas? Make a pit stop for expert service at your Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership during Pit Stop Savings Days. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package, a Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, up to 5 quarts, tire rotation, and much more. Just $36.95 or less. Race in for savings to your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Hurry, Pit Stop Savings Days end soon.
Taxes and diesel vehicles extra. Disposal fee may apply. Offer ends 9907.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms, high today, 92. And it's Friday, which means that it's time for our weekly visit with Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. And she's got the world's longest resume. She's also a co-founder and formerly served as co-editor of the Center's daily newsletter, The Progress Report. She now edits MikeCheckRadio.org. And also we urge you to check out the AmericanProgress.org. And Christy, good morning. And it's Friday, and we're at the end of the week.
Finally. I'm so glad that it's Friday, I have to admit. But this has been one heck of a week, huh?
Yeah, it really has. You got any big plans this weekend?
I do, actually. This is going to sound sort of strange, but one of my favorite weekends of the year is this weekend, which is the annual Flapsticon Festival. And it's a big, old, silent movie festival that's here in D.C. I went last night to the opening and saw my very first Laurel and Hardy movie. That's kind of cool.
What do you mean? You've never seen a Laurel and Hardy movie?
I've never seen a Laurel and Hardy movie, and actually could not distinguish between Laurel and Hardy and Abbott and Costello. And just thought
really?
I did not like them all, but it turns out I just don't like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah, I wasn't real fond of Abbott and Costello, but I liked Laurel and Hardy. No question about it.
But it's just kind of neat. It's a really different kind of crowd, and it's people who are passionate about film and early film and the history of film, and I'm a huge movie person, so it's nice to, you know, I like Die Hard too, but it's also nice to go and see some of these lesser-known silent movies from back in the 20s.
So you're going to go groove out with Mary Pickford.
Exactly.
Well, sounds like a good thing to me.
Hey, it's fun.
All right, let's deal with the latest story here. And I've been saying this on the air all morning that, good Lord, it's overload. You can't keep track of all this stuff. FEMA suppressed health warnings. Katrina victims tell a House committee that formaldehyde in their trailers made them sick. Documents show testing was discouraged, and this has become a bipartisan issue because not only did Henry Waxman raise this, but also the committee which Henry Waxman is on, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, Representative Thomas Davis III of Virginia, who's a Republican, said that the agency failed to get information they needed and failed to act to prevent this crisis.
It's a crazy story. And we started to find out about this last year, last spring, actually. And it's not as if this is some big hypothetical problem. Little kids were coming into pediatrician's office down in the South with nasal tumors, allergies, and respiratory problems. And all of their pets were dying. And so someone was like, they figured out that the common link was all of these little kids and all of these dead puppies were from these FEMA trailers. And the Sierra Club went in and tested the air, and it was toxic, absolutely toxic with formaldehyde. And formaldehyde is used in cheap building materials, honestly. It's used in cheap laminates and press board and certain wood products. And FEMA had built these trailers from these products, and the gas builds up. And at the time, FEMA said, hey, there's nothing we can do about it. Open a window, you'll be fine. And
can you believe that?
Just open a window. It's cool.
Well, it's kind of along the lines of Donald Rumsfeld. No, things happen.
Right, right. You go to the hurricane with the trailers that you have, not the trailers that you want. But, you know, it's in the South in the summertime. There's not a lot of people who want to, you know, trade sweltering heat for not poisoning themselves. You know, that's a horrible trade-off. So, you know, people had been moving forward in this, and then there was a breakthrough, and it's, you know, my mustache of justice, my boyfriend Henry Waxman, found these emails in which FEMA actually was talking internally about how if we just don't test and if we ignore this problem, we can't be legally liable. So basically, they were willing to make little kids really sick with a carcinogen in their homes rather than suffer a little bit of embarrassment and fix the problem. Absolutely crazy.
Is there anything, I mean anything, that this administration has done and all of the government agencies underneath it that is right?
I'm not sure. And it really struck me, the story when it started to break yesterday, really struck me because the other breaking story was all the stuff about S-CHIP. And S-CHIP is the state medical program that gets health insurance to poor children. And it's big bipartisan legislation right now in the House and Senate, and they're working really hard on figuring out how to give more money to these programs so that more poor, sick kids can get health insurance.
Oh, not if the administration has its way. They say they're going to veto it.
Exactly. And President Bush came out and actually said, I'm going to veto this because I'm looking out for private insurance companies. So I'm sitting there. I've got a couple of TV screens in my office, and I've got one TV screen about how FEMA let these little kids live in these toxic trailers. The other TV screen is President Bush actually not even pretending, actually just saying, I am more interested in protecting big insurance companies than protecting poor, sick. I thought poor, sick kids was the universal thing everyone agreed on. You need to help. You know, you can disagree about taxes, you can disagree about this and that, but I just I don't know. Call me crazy. I thought that the one universal was if there's a poor, sick kid, you're supposed to help them. And I just sat there and thought, this is a crazy world. When the President of the United States is not embarrassed to go on national television and said, I'm going to veto legislation to help ensure 4.1 million kids because I want to protect big insurance. That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
You know, a veto shouldn't be as easy as taking health care from a baby, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't think I've ever been more frustrated than I am now.
It's nuts.
I am.
Absolutely.
I'm crabby.
Nuts.
I'm explosive. I'm cranky. Because, basically, I've had enough. Speaking of having enough, I've had enough of these elected officials moralizing about sex lives and about family values. And now we find out all of this about Senator David Vitter, and crew has filed an ethics complaint against the senator. Now, how come nobody in the Republican Party, and they're supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to have all the morals,
right?
Not
right.
Us. How come they haven't gotten on this guy's case? Because if he went to a prostitute and paid for sex, or an escort service and paid for it, that's against the law. Why aren't they saying anything? I mean, these are the guys who are always ranting and raving about lawbreaking.
I know. It blows my mind. These are the guys who basically want to pull up a chair in our bedrooms. You know, they want to regulate straight sex, gay sex, women's bodies, men's bodies, and they're really sort of sickly fascinated with what we all do in our private lives. But then the second they get caught, you know, being a big hooker lover, all bets are off. You know, sorry, there's nothing to see here. It was a sin. I figured it out with my wife. Go away now. That press conference with Vitter. Oh, my goodness, Jay. Did you watch that?
Oh, yeah. It was gruesome.
Oh, I was like, he's actually defiant. He feels absolutely no shame about the fact that he got stone-cold busted as a frequent hooker lover. And the same, there's a news story. It was out in Roll Call yesterday, I think. The FBI has been talking to disgraced California Republican Duke Cunningham.
Yes, that's right.
And his defense contractor, that he's the one who had the menu of bribes. He actually had a printed menu with, like, a $2,000 donation will get you this from me. And he actually had a bribe a menu. He's busted, and he's out talking now, and his defense contractor buddy, Wilkes. And they're actually talking about how one of them got upset because the other one's prostitute was prettier at a hooker party they went to. And it's crazy. And, of course, they're Republicans.
Well, I mean, where are all these people? Where's James Dobson? Where's the religious right? Where are all these folks? How come they're all suddenly quiet?
Because they don't want to regulate their own sex lives, Jay. They just want to regulate ours. Big
yeah,
difference there.
Right.
Big difference.
That's right. Well, you know, gays and lesbians are destroying the institution of marriage, and I guess what Senator David Vitter is doing is he's strengthening.
Right.
And what about his wife? You didn't think that that was like a really a weird statement she made about, well, people have said I'd hate to be in your shoes, and I'm standing here, and I'm proud to say that I, you know, I'm proud that I'm Mrs. David Vitter. What? You're proud that you're married to a jerk who has disgraced you, your family, has embarrassed you and your family, and disgraced himself in front of the entire country? That's like standing up on a national TV and wetting your pants.
I know, wasn't it? It was just odd. You know, of all the things she could have said, I support him, I know he has problems, but I still love him anyway. But of all the feelings and emotions she should have been feeling right then, pride I would put on a completely different list.
Yeah,
I thought, okay,
I would
this
too.
Is scripted.
Oh, okay, if you caught your significant other,
mm-hmm.
In this situation, would you stand by him or throw him out?
I'm pretty sure I'd throw him out. But, I mean, think about it. Mrs. Vitter is the one who a couple of years ago, when she was being very high and mighty and judgmental about Bill and Hillary's relationship, said that if she ever caught her husband with someone else, that she'd pull Lorena Bobbitt on him.
Yeah, well, another part of this, too, is that I don't hear any of my conservative friends mumbling under their breath, speculating on David Vitter and his wife's sex life like they do about Hillary and Bill.
Well, exactly.
Why is that?
You know, double standard. Double standard, and I think also, though, that the story's not over. They have not found everybody on that list yet. So I think a lot of people are biting their tongues because they think that they know they might be next. You know, there but for the grace of God go I. There but for the grace of not having my phone number discovered quite yet go I.
Yeah. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. Boy, there's just so much out here that we just don't have. You just can't get into all of it. Go ahead, next one's yours.
I have a quote that I think you'll like.
Okay, I bet you I know what this is about. Go ahead.
So I'm reading Business Week, and there's a story about Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and her financial planning, what she's going to do after the White House and her career, what happens next. And a direct quote, she said, "You know, I don't know what I'll do long term. I'm a terrible long term planner." And I thought,
oh, that's great.
Eureka! Now that explains everything. I understand so much more now. The woman who, if you remember, right after the start of the war, she was actually put in charge of Iraq strategy. You know, it lasted for, you know, all of 6 months, and then no one ever spoke about it again.
Right, and she's no good at planning. Well, now's the time to tell us.
She's a terrible long-term planner. You know,
now's the time to let that one drop out of the sky and get us.
That was my absolute favorite quote. I read that and my eyeballs actually, it was like a cartoon. They did that like auga thing. And
just,
I thought, I can't believe she's even stupid enough to say that out loud, because, you know, it's just too fun.
Yeah, it's just amazing. By the way, what about this thing with Ambassador Crocker yesterday? You think senators are buying what they heard in that teleconference?
No way. Absolutely no way. And I was very happy to see it. That was I think there's a couple who are still giving it lip service because they still need the support of the president, have tough elections coming up. But for the most part, they were almost jeering at him. Crocker, of course, you know, came and gave this video teleconference from Baghdad, and he had two things that he wanted to get across. Number one, they're going to need more time than the September deadline. The surge isn't going to start to work until at least, let's say November.
Yeah.
And number two, forget about all those benchmarks. The benchmarks, no one is going to be paying attention to those. We need to come up with a different way to assess the success in the war. And Chuck Hagel, George Voinovich, Chris Shays, Joe Biden, they just weren't buying it. And I think Joe Biden, God love him, put it best, and he said, "You can't move the goalposts now." You know, this whole year, it's all been about wait till September. Here's the benchmarks. They're going to do these 18 things, but you've got to give it until September. And now a month out, they realize that's not going to happen. And so the new line is, forget everything else we've already said. How about November is the new month? November is the new September. And, you know, there is absolutely no way to assess the success over there.
Well, you know what's going to happen. When November rolls around, then it'll be January.
Well, I thought, you know, if you think about it, the first time they started with this line of thinking was just wait until Paul Bremer hands over the control of the government to the Iraqis back in 2004, and then it was wait until the elections. And you know, every time we get to the next benchmark, that next milestone, they say, forget that milestone. Look at that other one 3 months down the road. And it's really just a big game at this point. It's like a gambling problem.
Oh.
Where every time we lose, they want to double down and you know, try and increase the odds, and it just isn't going to work. And the chips, unfortunately, are American lives.
All of this stuff is like, it's like that old game of hide the pea under the shell.
Mm-hmm.
How many times do we hear this administration, and particularly George W. Bush, make comments about Al-Qaeda and about how they're significantly weakened, and they're this, and they're that, and we've got them on the run, and blah, blah, blah. And now Fran Townsend stands up there and tells us, oh, now they're significant, security threat. So I guess everything we've been told in the past is a lie, and that the whole war on terror is a flop.
Well, that was the sickening result of the NIA report this week, I thought, was this whole time they've been saying we must fight Al-Qaeda in Iraq so we don't have to fight them here. And the bottom line of that NIA report was, since we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, we are more likely to have to fight them here. And the bottom line of that NIA report was, every day that we are in Iraq and everything that we have done in Iraq has done nothing but make Al-Qaeda stronger. And that is a sickening, sickening thing to realize. But people like Chris Shays, who is a Republican, he's from Connecticut, and yesterday when they were trying to do the dog and pony show to sort of offset, yesterday was nothing more than a big PR push so that they could say, don't worry about that NIA report. Look over there, shiny. We've got somebody from Baghdad on a big TV. Let's talk about that instead. And Chris Shays, I thought, made a really good point. And he said, you know what, no matter what General Petraeus comes back and says in September, no matter what you're saying right now about the benchmarks or November, the bottom line is the U.S. military cannot physically sustain this troop strength, let alone increase it, like Peter Pace mentioned this week. They just can't. We are going to, no matter what happens, have to start drawing down just from the physical necessities. We're done. And I thought that was a really good point. At this point, we've played this game so long and so hard that we're out of the resources that we need, even if that's what we actually have to do, which I don't believe it is.
Yeah.
It's scary, Jay. It's scary stuff.
I would agree. I can't, for the life of me, understand why there are some people out there that can't see what's going on. Christy, thanks so much for your time. Have a good weekend. Enjoy your silent film festival, and
we'll visit
next week.
That sounds good.
All right.
Okay, bye, Jay.
Bye. 8:25, 25 minutes after 8 here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. Check out miccheckradio.org or go to americanprogress.org. And just don't forget what you brought up about Condoleezza Rice. Condoleezza Rice is bad at long-term planning. That's according to Condoleezza Rice. Oh, Condi!
Your debts are piling up. Your bills are due. And the settlement money you won from your lawsuit is spread out over years. You need cash now. Let J.G. Wentworth help you get your settlement money in one lump sum right now. Call J.G. Wentworth at 1-866-433-9566. If you're receiving cash payments from a car accident or personal injury and you need cash now, call J.G. Wentworth for free information at 1-866-433-9566. That's 1-866-433-9566.
Cool, find a new space. It's a spot. Yeah, the name of the place is Westminster Mall. Oh, dear.
Hey, did you miss out last month? Because you can still catch some of the action this summer. Yep, it's the Doubleheader Sports Card and Collectible Show, backed by popular demand this week at Westminster Mall. Check it out. Personally autographed sports cards, bats, balls, and photos. It's a collector's dream come true. Of course, you can always improve your score at home with a stop at any one of our great shops or four major department stores. It all happens July 20th through the 22nd, only at Westminster Mall, Boulder Turnpike in Sheridan.
It's a Westminster Mall. Oh, dear.
Catch some of the action this summer. Yep, it's the Doubleheader Sports Card and Collectible Show, backed by popular demand this week at Westminster Mall. Check it out. Personally autographed sports cards, bats, balls, and photos. It's a collector's dream come true. Of course, you can always improve your score at home with a stop at any one of our great shops or four major department stores. It all happens July 20th through the 22nd, only at Westminster Mall, Boulder Turnpike in Sheridan.
It's a spot. Yeah, the way you find it all. And the name of the place
to the Westminster Mall.
Oh, dear.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
High gas prices and poor gas mileage can hit your wallet hard. That's why you need to get to AutoZone today. Now, for a limited time at AutoZone, get a bottle of STP fuel injector and carburetor cleaner for just 99 cents. That's right, just 99 cents. Limit two while supplies last. When it comes to saving you cash at the pump, you can count on AutoZone. So what are you waiting for? Don't kill your gas mileage. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Sea-Doo Personal Watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a three-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8507. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
AM 760 has Jay Marvin, mornings 6 to 10.
Just answer the question. Don't sit there and fool with me.
Tom Hartman, 10 to 1.
We the people are the ones who hold the power.
Ed Schultz, 1 to 4.
Don't close your mind. This is what's wrong with you conservatives out there.
Randy Rhodes in the late afternoon, 4 to 7.
We want to arm the people who have been killing our soldiers.
And Rachel Maddow, 7 to 9 p.m.
Now at least you have something to replace your old nightmares with.
AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A lot to talk about.
And AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:29, 29 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92. Okay, do we have time to squeeze this in real quick? Okay, listen to this. This audio it's been out here for a while. A lot of these right-wing extremists like to label the rest of us crybabies, whiners, wimps. You've heard all the rhetoric, right? Okay. Here's John Boehner, Congressman John Boehner, one of the biggest supporters of the administration. By the way, a guy who at one time used to walk around on the floor of the House handing out checks from tobacco lobbyists. But here's Boehner. Listen to this.
A lot of my colleagues have heard me make this statement that I didn't come here to be a congressman. I came here to do something. And I think at the top of our list is providing for the safety and security of the American people. That's at the top of our list. After 3,000 of our fellow citizens died at the hands of these terrorists, when are we going to stand up and take them on?
No, I'm sorry. Only women and children cry. Men don't cry. 8:31, 31 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at traffic with Gina. And it hasn't been that bad this morning for a Friday, right?
No, it's been pretty decent for a Friday.
And, by the way, the heavy rain yesterday that everybody got panicked about, did you get anywhere you live?
Yeah.
I mean, we got some, but it wasn't heavy. Would you say yours was heavy?
No. It was just very light. Cooled things off for a bit.
So we all got uptight over nothing, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, well, we had that problem in the high country with that huge mudslide that closed down I-70, so I guess... You know, the folks that were caught in that jam weren't too happy, but...
Yeah, but if you weren't in the high country, if you weren't up there in the hills, then we didn't face much. And they were running, a lot of the news stations were running crawlers on here saying, uh-oh, look out, could get an inch or two of rain in an hour's time. And I didn't see any. Not an inch. Did you?
No, not that much at all. So,
well, brings back the old question, okay, about weather forecasts. But you know what? It's extremely hard to forecast the weather here. Did you know that?
I'm coming to know that.
Yeah, it's because of the geographical layout. So they do the best they possibly can, but they're not always right. Okay, last drive home, or drive to work, rather. Last drive to work of the week, I'll get this straight. How is it?
Good. Southbound 25, just a little slow pocket there. We usually have that, of course, in the downtown. Northbound I-25, starting to catch some delays now from about Alameda to 6th. But other than that, we're in good shape. We do have one crash off the highway. Watch out for it at Hamden, just west of Monaco. Weather outlook today, looks like it's going to be a nice day. We're going to see partly clouds.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Thinking about hitting the road this summer, but you really want to do it in an SUV? Well, don't worry. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll always find an incredible selection of SUVs, all makes and models, foreign and domestic, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have the SUV you're looking for. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com. New this week at the video station in Boulder, check out Premonition, Factory Girl, and The Hills Have Eyes 2. Celebrating 25 years as Colorado's largest video library, choose from over 55,000 titles. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
The wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
Hi, my name is Leslie Fishbein, president of Casey Vine Furniture, and I'm going to be 55 years old. But you know, I still feel like a little girl, and I love birthday parties. So this year, I'm celebrating my 55th birthday by giving you phenomenal savings on all my famous brands. The selection is outstanding, and the quality is better than ever. You don't have to be as old as me to know that this is the buying opportunity of the year. Visit Casey Vine Furniture today. You'll be glad you did. Don't miss it.
Applies to new advertised units only. Must provide complete dealer advertisement and buyer's order. Other vehicles must be same year, make, model, and have identical equipment and be in stock. 3 days, 150 miles, whichever comes first.
The following offer contains guaranteed savings, suitable for all ages.
In a world where car prices skyrocket, only one automotive group can guarantee the lowest price. Go! We're so confident our prices are the lowest, we offer you a 3-day, 150-mile money-back guarantee. Choose from over 7,000 Chevys, Subarus, Dodges, Fords, Hondas, Jeeps, Nissans, Toyotas, and more. And you can preview everything up front on the Go Smart Choice. This offer is rated G for guarantee. And it's playing now at the Go location nearest you. Just call 303-GO-CARS-GO or GoCarsAndTrucks.com. The light's green. Go!
You've got the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
After the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and we got Kathy Azzurri from the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union, back again. We urge you to check out the ACLU at aclu-co.org. They've written a letter urging that Ward Churchill not be fired. And Kathy, what's behind this letter? Talk about this a little bit.
Okay, Jay. Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Jay, this is the issue for us, and that is that this investigation, no matter what it turned up, would not have occurred but for his unpopular essay regarding the 9/11 terrorist attack. And we believe that because you had then-Governor Owens and a number of legislators calling for his dismissal based only on his comments, that it created an atmosphere in which it was inappropriate then to start launch of an investigation of his research misconduct or any other problems that came up from this investigation.
Well, yeah, on that point I think you're right. But however, if they do investigate him and then they do find out that he may have, and I don't know that he did or he didn't, but that he may have committed plagiarism,
mm-hmm.
Or falsified facts, then what do you do about that part of it? Do you just let it go?
That's a hard one, you know. But to be perfectly honest with you, Jay, we're sticking strictly with the First Amendment issues. I haven't seen the file. I haven't looked at the entire file, and there's no reason why I would see the whole file. So I don't know about what was in the deliberation. I'm assuming that it was done with good intentions, but I haven't seen it. So I'm staying out of the plagiarism, falsifying attributions and things of that. You know, our issue is not to support Ward Churchill. Our issue is to support the First Amendment. And that's really what we're doing here. You know, if the letter was very well or very carefully worded, so that what we're really talking about is the First Amendment and the atmosphere that his protected speech created for this investigation to have been started.
Yeah, I think he has every right to voice his opinion. I think he certainly has every right to voice his opinion, particularly outside of the university setting. Of course, I'm all for academic freedom.
Sure.
But what everybody got upset about was this essay, and the essay was done outside of the university.
Right.
So I don't think you can. I don't think you can turn around, even if you disagree with what he had to say. I don't think you can turn around and try to ruin his career and punish him for that. I don't think that that's right. And there's no. I don't think there's any. You know, I don't think it's in any employment guidelines anywhere in the university or the state that says that. You know, you can't voice a controversial opinion or make people mad or upset. But the thing that gets me, see, I don't quite know what to make of him. Like, on one hand, I think what he said is ridiculous, but he has a right to say it. I want him to be able to be free in his classroom to teach what he thinks is right within guidelines and be able to discuss things and voice opinions and engage in free speech. But then in the course of this, if it turns out about the other stuff, then we're back to this same central question again about, well, what do? Do you let the other stuff go?
Well, that's a tough issue. I mean, I think that one of the problems is that it started in such a volatile and really poisonous manner. It's somewhat akin to the criminal issue of fruit of the poisonous tree. You know, if you've poisoned the well, can you use what you found out after you poisoned the well? We think that the well was poisoned in the very beginning with respect to the members of the legislature and the governor calling for the investigation. And but for that calling for it, well, actually, they didn't even call for an investigation, actually. They just called for him being fired. It frankly was a stupid thing for them to do, because once they injected their opinions so vociferously with respect to only the essay, which I don't think many people agree with, then they poisoned it to such an extent that the rest of the investigation, I don't know what happened. You know, if he's guilty of plagiarism, I haven't seen the full report. If he's guilty of plagiarism, if he's guilty of all these other things, it would have been much better had the legislature and the other politicians not gotten involved and not started calling for his dismissal based only on his First Amendment rights. It's a tough one. I mean, but we have to stand up for the First Amendment, and that's what we've done. We're supporting the First Amendment in our letter.
Yeah, and I totally and completely can understand that argument. 8:43, 43 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got Kathy Azzouri from the American Civil Liberties Union on the line. By the way, emergency rescue teams are responding to a chlorine gas explosion. Three people have been injured this morning at a water treatment plant near Carter Lake in Larimer County, and we'll have more on that at the top of the hour. I guess you could kind of view this as being the situation of, well, if a police officer searches your car illegally, violates your Fourth Amendment rights, then what they found and what they intend to take to court and use as evidence, then it turns out that they can't use it in court because they got it illegally. So, I guess you would make the same case towards Ward Churchill that they never would have stumbled on this if they hadn't have started out after him because he said something that alienated a lot of people and that was unpopular.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think that's absolutely true. And in doing that, they denied him of his due process with respect to that initial decision to investigate. It's one of those situations where the chancellor decided that he'd better find out if he can fire him based on the First Amendment. The first group of people said, no, you can't. That is protected speech. You can't fire him simply because he's written something that a lot of people found offensive. And then once that decision was made, then they decided to investigate to see if they could find something else. And certainly understand, I am not standing up for any type of misconduct when it comes to being a professor, as far as the plagiarism or the failing to attribute the proper footnotes and things of that nature, or you know, whatever else they found him guilty of. This is really the ACLU. Doesn't pick its clients based on whether or not we personally care for them or not. We choose our clients based on the legal principle or the constitutional principle behind it.
Right, which is what something the ACLU has always done, which is something that, by the way, in a lot of these folks' rants and raves, has definitely been overlooked.
Yes.
You know, they never bring that part of it up. They always attack the ACLU, but they never talk about the fact that the ACLU takes clients on no matter what their political or what their opinion is.
Yeah, I mean, we've represented, or our clients have been conservatives and they've been liberals. They've been far right and far left. It's not the client that we choose. It's the issue. It's the underlying constitutional issue that we're there to protect. I always tell people that we have only one client. Actually, we have 10, and that's the Bill of Rights. You know, that is where our clients come from.
And that argument is so hard. We talked about this yesterday, I believe.
Mm-hmm, we did.
That this argument is so hard to get people to understand and buy into. And I don't understand why.
Well, I think it's one of those situations that it's hard to swallow that a group that some may admire, like the ACLU. Some people actually do like us. And it's hard to imagine that you could be at odds with a group like that. And so even our supporters begin to look at us and say, how could you do that? And, you know, we lost a lot of membership when the ACLU supported the march by the Nazis in Skokie, Illinois, because people hated those people, the clients, so much that they could not understand that there was the underlying constitutional issue that the ACLU stands for. And, you know, we try to take principled stands and not stands that are necessarily popular or necessarily unpopular.
Yeah. Well, demagoguing against the ACLU happens all the time.
It does. It does, all the time. And, you know, we try to stick to our principles.
Well, I think you do a great job of it, and I'm a proud member of the ACLU, and I urge everybody else to join the ACLU. Kathy, thank you. I appreciate you coming on to talk about this. It's a difficult thing to try to decide here. And I urge everybody to go to the ACLU of Colorado's website, aclu-co.org, and join today, because once you lose those rights, they're very hard to get back. Kathy, thank you so much.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, there's Kathy Azzurri from the ACLU. 8:48, 48 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Good drive across the metro area for this Friday. Very little going on that's going to slow you down. We did have a wreck at Alameda and Downey involving an RTD bus. That's been cleared out of the way. We have this one on Hamden west of Monaco. Pretty busy intersection, so watch out for it. Two vehicles. Eastbound 270 continues to see quite a bit of traffic between I-76 and Vasquez. And southbound 225 is still fairly heavy from Colfax to Mississippi.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect poolside concession stands at sporting events or fairs. Click kdcanopy.com.
Homeowners, are you tired of painting your home and having high energy bills? New thermal wall siding is now in the preliminary testing phase. Residential homes are needed. Infrared thermal image pictures will be done on every test home to show every energy leak your home has. All homes will then be wrapped in a high-density insulation. All homes will have attic insulation added to R40. New lifetime thermal wall siding will then be applied in the color of your choice. This study is the first of its kind and has never been performed anywhere in the country. This product does not require paint for a minimum of 100 years. This study is designed to prove that thermal wall siding will cut energy costs by 40% on residential homes. To see how your home could be part of this innovative study, call Thermal Advantage today. 303-487-6880. Some of these homes with the new thermal wall siding will be used in an upcoming TV commercial. If selected, you will be compensated. 303-487-6880. Some fees do apply.
8:51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How about some car shopping this weekend? I know what you're saying. No. No, Jay, stop. I don't want to do anything. Car shopping this weekend. Why not? Well, because most people who sell cars are crooks. They deal from the bottom of the deck. It's too big of a hassle. I don't want to have to go through it. And I'm not going to spend my day off sitting in a car showroom all day trying to make a deal on an automobile. Well, you won't have to go through that at Rocky's Autos. They are stand up number one. How do I know? Because Mary and I have shopped at Rocky's. We send our friends to go to Rocky's. I just sent a friend of mine, Dale, over there the other day. And I can testify to the fact that that they're not dealing from the bottom of the deck. Also, the selection, it's huge. Over 700 vehicles now. These are the cleanest late model previously owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Matching down incentive makes it easy on the pocketbook. You can go on the internets right now and look at the inventory at RockiesAutos.com. They're open tonight until 9. They're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. Get out there and see the Alshire Brothers, Colby, Spanky Herrera, all my friends who are working out of Rocky, Ziggy. I mean, the rest of them, Juan, Adolf, Freddie Labrato, who's just a great guy. Get out there and see them and find out why Rocky's is different. Rocky's Autos. Check them out. Corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Remember how fun it was when your kids were learning to talk? You know, back when you were both speaking the same language. Don't you wish you could talk together like that again? Well, you can. You just need to learn to speak a whole new language together. And nobody makes learning a new language more fun than Rosetta Stone. The amazing Rosetta Stone software is the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's no boring memorization, no drills. It's something the whole family can enjoy together. It can also help your kids do better in school. It can even help give mom and dad an extra edge at work. And best of all, learning a new language together will have the whole family talking to one another again. Doesn't that sound good? Your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM lets you choose from 30 different languages, no strings attached. So call for your free demo CD-ROM and start learning a new language together now. 1-800-600-6117. That's 1-800-600-6117. 1-800-600-6117.
Right now, Jay Marvin in your car. After the show, Jay Marvin on your computer. Listen to the whole show on AM760.net.
Good morning, 8:54, 54 minutes after the hour here at AM760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today, 92. America Le Mans this weekend. Go Flying Lizard. All right, it's open phones, and coming up after 9 o'clock, Tom Tangney will be here, and we'll talk about the movies. Let's go to Victor in Boulder. Victor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, this is Victor in Boulder, and I wanted to speak about the arrest of the peace activists in the office of Congressman Udall.
What would you like to say about it?
Well, the prosecutors are asking for 2 months in jail for Carolyn Baninski, the head of the Peace and Justice Center in Boulder. And I believe that that is that's just incredible. And the arbitrary 10 minutes that the staffers there at Udall's office have set and them calling the police so quickly.
Well, I would call, you know what, if you came into my office and you occupied it and you blocked it.
Oh, is your office funded by the taxpayer?
Well, you know what, wait a minute, let me finish. And the office existed so that constituents could come in there and do business, and you refused to leave. Yeah, I'd call the police too.
Well, they weren't blocking the entrance or anything. They were just reading off the names of citizens died in Iraq.
Not appropriate behavior, and if you're asked to leave and you don't leave, then I would call the police as well. Good for them. They should have called the police.
Okay. Well, we definitely have a difference of opinion there.
Wait a minute. You know, what's wrong with the idea that if you oppose the war and you've got a congressman who is more sympathetic to your point of view than most, then you present him with signed petitions, or you present him with documentation, and you say thank you very much, and then you leave.
But wait,
hold on a second. But to go into the office and stand there and read names, and subject his staff to that, and tie the office up basically, that's not appropriate behavior.
Congressman Udall to say that he's against the war, and he keeps voting to fund it.
No, you know what? That's not his point. His point is that he didn't want to fool put funding for the troops in general at jeopardy. That you may disagree with him on how to end this, but it's still not. It's still not proper conduct to do what those people did. If you came here and did this, I would call the police.
Well, they're protesting. How are they going to protest? Where are they going to protest?
There are different ways to protest, but you do not go in to either a place of business or a public institution and tie the public institution up and make it inconvenient for others to come in there as well as somebody's staff because you have strong feelings. There are appropriate ways to do things, and there are inappropriate ways. And when you do things in inappropriate ways, what you end up doing is you end up invalidating your own message. So, you know,
well, okay. I wasn't really thinking of doing something that kinky.
Oh, what was that supposed to mean? Okay. Yeah. Go to Wayne Allard's office.
Randy Rhodes.
The National Intelligence Estimate, the whole beginning of it is, you know, who we are, what we do, how we did it. And you know what? Osama bin Laden is still the problem. Go get him.
Catch Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Is your nest egg going to be ready by your retirement date, or will you run out of time and money? Hi, I'm John Commuta. Instead of putting your retirement on hold, you can start looking forward to a debt-free, stress-free retirement with my proven Transforming Debt into Wealth system. And I'll send you a free tape today showing you the power of my proven strategy.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, and that includes your mortgage. And it works no matter what your debt load. You'll eliminate your debt, freeing up the money to rapidly stockpile your retirement nest egg, guaranteed.
We were able to pay off our mortgage and all of our debts. Today we are totally debt-free.
Get out from under the debt that's crippling your financial security. Call right now for your free tape. Call 1-800-900-5953. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-5953. That's 1-800-900-5953.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
For CBS News, I'm Sam Litzinger. Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff has plenty to worry about in his job. Today he's concentrating on America's ports. He's in Los Angeles to talk about port security. House and Senate negotiators have agreed to a plan that would try to have all cargo ships scanned before they leave foreign ports for the U.S. CBS News Homeland Security expert Paul Kurtz says it's a good idea in theory, but he says the current technology just isn't up to the job.
We could have ships steaming into port. And in fact, when we think they may be free of a radiological device, they may in fact have one on them.
Supporters of the screening plan say it could help keep terrorists from bringing a nuclear device to America. Opponents, like President Bush, say it's just not practical. An early morning wake-up call in the San Francisco Bay Area, courtesy of Mother Nature. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was a magnitude 4.2 earthquake that rattled the region. Adam Cuevas works at a Safeway in Berkeley.
We had two big windows that are right above the check stand that popped out, and there's glass everywhere.
Which means he has a lot of cleanup work ahead. No reports of serious injuries in the San Francisco quake. You moms and dads who have kids with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, sometimes called ADHD, you know how tough it can be to treat. But researcher Dr. Peter Jensen says his new study encourages you to stick with it.
If the treatment isn't intensive and supportive and sustained, the children will lose the benefits of early treatment.
Dr. Jensen says his study indicates drugs, therapy, or a combination of both work about equally well. He says he hopes this will give parents of some ADHD kids new hope. Well, here comes Harry, if only you can hang on a few more hours. The final book in the Harry Potter series will be released officially at midnight. Mimi Sandoval at Borders Books in Orlando, Florida, is of no help for those of us who want to know the ending now.
Spells have been cast on these boxes, so they are not openable until July 21st.
Many Harry Potter fans around the world are already in line, waiting for the witching hour. But money apparently can buy you a divorce settlement. CBS News correspondent Vicky Barker says there are reports Paul McCartney and his ex-wife Heather have worked out a divorce agreement.
The Daily Mail claims Heather Mills will get a total of nearly $140 million from the former Beatle, but it will be paid out in installments and revoked if she ever speaks publicly about the reasons behind their split. McCartney himself has never discussed the breakup.
This would be the largest deal of its kind in British legal history. The Georgia Supreme Court hears arguments today in the case of Genelo Wilson, whose 10-year sentence for consensual teenage oral sex has drawn national attention. The justices will decide whether a state judge's order freeing Wilson should stand. He'd been serving 10 years. On Wall Street, the Dow just can't seem to get a firm grip above the 14,000 mark. It's down 128 points. The NASDAQ is down 30. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial.
Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall.
Try a Barracuda firewall for free.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM,
888-ANTI-SPAM,
or go online to barracuda.com.
I can't think of many things that last a lifetime. True love? Maybe. A special memory? Perhaps. A house paint? Absolutely. If it's Duration Exterior from Sherwin-Williams. Not as romantic as true love, maybe, but way more practical. Because Duration Exterior protects in one coat and is guaranteed for as long as you own your home. Buy it now at your Sherwin-Williams store and save $8 a gallon. Duration. A paint that lasts a lifetime? Now that's true love.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. There's been some kind of a chemical leak at the Carter Lake Water Treatment Facility west of Berthoud.
Yes, we have a small chlorine leak, and they're doing blasting up there right now at Carter Lake. And I don't know if the explosion was related to the blasting, but there was an explosion based on the leak. We had three that were injured, three separate parties. I don't know the extent of their injuries, but they have been put into decontamination by Loveland Hazmat Team. They've responded with us.
A spokeswoman for the Berthoud Fire Department says there have not been any evacuations except for the treatment facility, but several roads in the vicinity are closed at this hour. A California woman appears in a Denver courtroom today to face allegations of hitting her kids on a flight and threatening a flight attendant. It happened on Frontier Airlines traveling from San Francisco to Denver. And airline passengers are going to be able to take cigarette lighters on airplanes again. New York Times says 2-year-old ban being lifted August 4th for most kinds of lighters. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Just a beautiful drive across the metro area. Right now we have no reports of wrecks, any kind of major delays at all, so you can just sit back and enjoy the ride. Southbound I-25, still a little heavy if you're trying to get into downtown there between I-70 and Spear. Weather outlook today. Again, a nice day expected. Just partly cloudy, high of 89. We'll get some more of the same.
Hey, back to the show in just a sec. But before that, have you guys heard about this? There's this computer program that literally has newcomers to the internet earning tens of thousands of dollars. See, this program lets you start selling high-profit products on the internet using sites like eBay, selling stuff like digital cameras and iPod accessories, even plasma TVs. Now, here's a part I think's interesting. You can make all this money selling products that you never have to see or store or pay for. And there's a company that's giving out a CD for free that tells you how to get started with it. The number for the free CD is, it's here. It's 1-800-322-7127. Looks like your computer does the work while you basically collect the money. Seems like an easy way to run a business out of your house. Anyway, to get the free CD, you call Internet Speedway at 1-800-322-7127. 1-800-322-7127.
Jay Marvin in the morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
It's movie time, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. Watch out, Tangney. I'm geared up today, baby. I'm ready to take you on and anybody else. Okay.
I'll be here for you.
I want to say hello to my friends at the video station in Boulder. New releases this week. Zodiac. Renaissance. Perfume. Any comments?
Yeah, actually, Zodiac was was one of the best movies of the year early on. It came out in the spring, and I think they do a nice job. It's a David Fincher film, the guy who did Seven and the like. It's about the Zodiac Killer in San Francisco, and they do a very nice job with it. It's told from the point of view of a rookie investigator. He was the cartoonist for the San Francisco paper that first got the letters from the Zodiac Killer, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, and it's about how he managed to help track down as many clues as he could because he wasn't a cop, and so he ended up working with the, you know, with the cops. But because he didn't have to play by certain rules, he got more information out. The guy's a very entertaining guy in real life. He's written a number of books, and he's just kind of a, you know, an amateur sleuth. So it's a bit like the Hardy Boys, you know, come to roost in San Francisco.
Yeah, I hear it's a good film. Yeah.
And
also,
what's nice about it, just one last thing. What's nice about it is, although it deals with very gruesome, you know, killings and murders, except for the very first 15 minutes, it's really not about the murders. It doesn't take advantage of its salacious subject matter. It's really more about the search. So it's more like a, you know, like a newspaper story, like a journalism story about how you end up getting information to track somebody down. Good
yeah,
movie.
Which is good news that they don't exploit that. Also, others that are out are number 23, Exterminating Angels, House Season 3, and Weeds Season 2. So those are all available at the Video Stop.
Very good.
At the Video Station, I'm sorry.
I would avoid 23, by the way. A big thumbs up for Zodiac. 23 is a failed effort by Jim Carrey to be spooky and serious.
What about Exterminating Angels?
Well, that's a classic, absolutely. You can't go wrong there.
All right.
Doing well.
New films this week. Let's start out with this one. I have no intentions of going to see it because... Well, I just don't. I mean, I don't like John Travolta. I hate to be negative. I don't like John Travolta. And on top of that, I've already been through the whole Hairspray experience once. That's enough for me. But talk about the movie Hairspray.
Okay. First off, are you anti-musical, Jay, or just anti-Travolta musical?
No, I think musicals, I like musicals, but I think they're really, really tough to pull off.
Yeah. I would agree with you, but I'm willing to argue on this case that Hairspray does pull it off. I don't know. When you say you've gone through the Hairspray experience, what does that mean? Did you see the John Waters film, or did you see the Broadway musical, or what does that mean you've gone through the whole Hairspray?
I saw the John Waters film.
Okay.
When it first came out.
Yeah. And that was enough for you? Or?
That was enough. I've got the story. I understand it.
Yeah.
And John Travolta in a fat suit is not viable. I just can't buy it. Suspension of disbelief will not come.
That's funny. Well, the thing is, did you buy Divine in the Waters film though, or not?
Oh yes, of course.
Okay. Well, see, that's the thing. I would. Here's the deal. I'm willing to defend Hairspray. I think Hairspray is probably as good. The movie musical that we're talking about, the new one, is as good as, say, the Broadway show, which I wasn't a huge fan of, but I did, you know, appreciate it well enough. And I think the nice thing I can say about Hairspray is that unlike something like The Producers, which I thought was one of the most god-awful movies, you know, for the last couple of years, it doesn't feel like it's, like, shot under glass. It's not like a, kind of a dead piece of theater on a movie screen. This actually does have a little life. And so if you like the Hairspray, the musical, if you like that kind of upbeat, if you're a musical kind of a fan, I think you're going to like this. It doesn't kill the genre by putting it on the screen. However, one of the problems, I think, with the Hairspray, the musical, again, on stage was every number, unlike a good musical, say like West Side Story, you know, where you've got big rousing numbers and then you've got subtle, you know, quiet numbers, you've got ballads, you've got this and that. There's no variety. There's not enough variety, I guess I'd say, in a Hairspray. It's just like every number is a big production number. Every number is a big finale. Every number is a ta-da, you know, a song and dance number, you know, that you can't top. It's just, it gets a little exhausting. So there's not enough variety. But the musical is really nicely done. And the key to that performance or that show, I think, is this newcomer, Nikki Blonsky. She really pulls off the, I guess she calls herself the chubby girl who always dreams about being on a American Bandstand kind of character, the Corny Cornelius show, and yet she doesn't fit the stereotype of the thin, attractive, popular girls in school kind of image. She really is a fun, joyous kind of performer, and that's what the movie sort of excels at. It does what musicals do best, which is give you rousing, uplifting song and dance numbers. I know that's not everybody's cup of tea, but if you have any inkling to like musicals, I would be willing to argue, because it ends up dealing with something similar, a similar kind of subject matter, I'd be willing to argue, although it's a close call, that it's better than Dreamgirls, which I didn't really like because it took itself so seriously. The whole black-white music issue and the, you know, desegregation and all those kinds of issues are in both movies, but Hairspray, it's just like a minor subtext, and it's really all about the joy of singing and dancing. It's a bit like the Judy Garland, Mickey Rooney, let's put on a show. Dreamgirls takes itself seriously enough that it becomes ponderous. This movie doesn't take itself seriously, so seriously that it kind of drags it down. Instead, it's just about the the joys of singing and dancing, and I would recommend it. However, now let's get to Travolta, because that's really the key. I think there have been three Edna Turnblads: Divine, Harvey Fierstein, and now John Travolta. And he's clearly the weakest of the three. I know why they put him in there. He's a big star. It's getting a lot of publicity, and it was probably a smart move. But the one thing that the makers, Mark Shaiman, the guy who put together Hairspray, said, it broke his heart not to be able to bring Harvey Fierstein on. That guy, he won a Tony. He's a fantastic character actor. I would have loved to have seen him in this role.
Why wouldn't he do it?
He would do it. It broke his heart not to be able to do it.
Well, then why didn't they use him?
Because the money people, the producers of the show said, no, we want a big star. And the thing is, this has got a really high-profile cast. I mean, Michelle Pfeiffer and John Travolta, and Queen Latifah. I mean, they've got
Christopher Walken,
who ends up playing. I love this. Christopher Walken is the spouse of John Travolta. So you get two of the best acting, dancing actors of each generation doing, a Fred Astaire number with each other. Of course, John's in a fat suit, but, Walken was originally a Broadway, he was a dancer
since he'd been a kid.
That's right, up until he said he hadn't done anything on stage seriously outside of musicals until he was like 30. So there are some, fun bits about it, but the problem is that both Divine was such a natural, that was his, he was a female impersonator. That was just his natural milieu, and so it fit perfectly into the original. It was sort of subversive without being too much. Harvey Fierstein is just such a great character, that gravelly voice. He really brought a lot of life to it. Travolta, to his credit, plays it pretty straight. He's not really campy. He plays it so, about 15 minutes into the movie, you kind of believe this is just a really kind of a sympathetic, heavy-set woman who is afraid to go out of the house. I think he plays her well enough. I mean, true enough, but it's not fun. It doesn't come to life. So I do think Travolta is one of the weaker parts of the movie. But overall, I would recommend it. I mean, it's not a great musical, but it's not a terrible musical. So I think what I'm doing is I'm recommending to people that are into the genre of musicals, I'd recommend it. If you're not, there's no way it's going to convince you, because it's just one big song and dance number after another.
One thing I do find intriguing about it, though.
Yes?
I find it hard. I find it really, really hard not to go to ignore any film that Christopher Walken is in.
Yeah.
Because I love him.
Well, then there's your reason to go. If you have a reason to go, Jay, then you should. He's pretty funny. He sings, he dances, and he delivers his lines. He's not the raging, sort of the dark spirit of the of the netherworld like he's been in some recent movies. But in this, he's just a very sympathetic father who encourages his heavyset girl to live her dreams.
But I like that. I like that. I like that dark part of him.
Oh yeah, no. I just want to make sure that people who think, oh yeah, I'm a Christopher Walken fan, I got to see this. There's a hint of a shadow in Hairspray, but it's mostly all the lights are glaring. So it's a comic role. He has fun with it. There's a great scene where he's seduced by Michelle Pfeiffer, and he's in love with his John Travolta in a fat suit wife, and he's quite content with that. But yeah, no, I mean, Walken is an incredible guy. I mean, his career has been fascinating. To think that he was really just a song and dance man, for the first 30 years of his life, and then suddenly his career, takes this incredible turn with Deer Hunter and the like, and he's seen as like the darkest, craziest side, guy you could get, and then he still, every so often pops back into his musical numbers. I don't know if you remember the Pennies from Heaven, the Steve Martin musical, but he had a great dance number in that
too.
So he manages to bridge both, and does it with some comic zeal, I think.
I mean, I just think he's great, and one of my all time favorite films is The King of New York.
Oh yeah, yep, yeah. Walken is an amazing guy. When his obituary, whenever he does pass, will be long, 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 because he's done so many great, varied things. He's a treasure.
Also True Romance, where he has that exchange in the trailer with Dennis Hopper.
Yeah, isn't that a great combo with Hopper too? Another crazed maniac who survived a life that none of us thought he, including himself, ever would survive. Yeah, they're out there, and they're their own. You know, now the thing is, Christopher Walken has created such a persona that he can just sort of show up in a movie. He barely has to move a muscle. He barely has to twitch, and he brings such positive baggage, I guess you'd say. I mean, there's just so much goodwill in kind of a dark way with him that he's a... His very presence, I think, speaks volumes.
Oh, he's a spooky individual. And also when he was in Things to Do in Denver as the man with the plan.
Yeah, I mean, we could just run, in Pulp Fiction, where he gives that very serious bit straight into the camera about his war, memories. I mean, yeah, it's sort of as varied and long a career as you could hope to imagine. Well, maybe that will get you into the theater. One last thing. Let me wrap up with a hairspray. One last thing I'd like to say is it does have, although it doesn't cram it down your throat, it does have a nice, strong, liberal bent. John Waters made this movie. It's about how people on the outside who don't really fit into society need to learn how to accept themselves before they're accepted in the world. It's all very positive. That's how a white, chubby, outsider manages to align herself with all African Americans in the 50s, and they end up fighting segregation as the same kind of societal discord, much like the way people treat fat people and treat ugly people and disabled and all that. So it's a very sort of heartwarming and positive message. So if nothing else, Jay, it gives the liberals good cause to carry on, love yourself, and the world will love you in return.
Yeah, John Waters is a genius, no question about it. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's our weekly look at the movies with Tom Tangney. All right, let's check this one out. I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry. This is Adam Sandler and Kevin James.
This is awful. Here's the thing. It's funny that both Hairspray and I Now Pronounce You Chuck and Larry are coming out at the same time because they both deal with issues of societal acceptance. They both actually wear their kind of liberal heartstrings on their sleeves. It's all about how, we've got to embrace diversity and not shun it. Hairspray, I think, manages to pull it off in kind of a joyous affirmation of difference. This movie is just the opposite. We haven't had a chance to talk much about Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's made a fortune, of course, with these really broad-based comedies. He actually is an actor of some note in occasional movies that I think are well worth seeing. Punch Drunk Love, I think, is fantastic. And he was just in an earlier movie this year with Don Cheadle called Rain Over Me that I would recommend. This is back in the Sandler gross-out camp. This is a movie that it purports to be about, getting over gay stereotypes. It's about how you need to, it's a pro-gay marriage movie, ultimately. But the way it handles that is it trots out every gay stereotype, all the mincing this's and that's, and makes jokes at gay's expense for 90% of the movie. By the end of the movie, they end up coming around and saying, the way I was earlier in the movie, all those jokes we were making? Well, that wasn't very good, was it? We should all be more accepting. And he gives this little, kind of treacly little sermon at the end, but really he's cashing in on a lot of gay jokes that just seem so dated and so cringeworthy that it's one thing if you've got a kind of a vulgar sense of humor that's sharp and satiric. It's another that's just kind of lame and easy.
Well, yeah, that's right. I was just going to say it's too easy.
Exactly. And in case, for those who haven't heard, the way this is set up, Adam Sandler and Kevin James are two firefighters. Kevin James is a widow whose wife has died, and for some reason that makes no sense, there's some kind of complication with the insurance policy that if he dies, his kids don't automatically get it. It can only go to a spouse or a domestic partner or something like that. And so he ends up convincing Sandler to just, on paper, marry him so he can get domestic partnership rights, and that'll allow his children to to get their inheritance if he happens to die in a fire accident. Well, it's just lame. It's ridiculous. There's no way on earth, as bureaucratic, as messy as a bureaucracy can be, there's no way that would ever happen. But anyway, that's the premise, and it just allows for Adam Sandler and Kevin James to have to act gay even though they're not gay because, of course, they've got a gay inspector, somebody who checks out to see if they really are domestic partners. So he ends up...
See, that whole premise is ridiculous.
It's terrible. I know. And you get Steve Buscemi, who's a fantastic actor, he plays this gay inspector who goes literally goes through their garbage to see if their trash is really gay-related or not. So, oh, you got too many sports things in there. I don't think you guys are really gay. Oh, okay, let's go buy some Broadway musical scores and throw it in there. Let's put on, let's throw some eyeliner in the garbage to convince him. I mean, it's that level of idiocy that drives this movie.
Yeah, you know, Buscemi, he must have needed the money.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, he's been in a couple of Adam Sandler movies before. There are a number of Buscemi came through town about a month ago, and I had this chance to interview him. And he's now, you know, his own director and, you know, screenwriter and the type. I mean, he actually has this kind of like independent movies on the side, like Trees Lounge, and something that's coming out soon called Interview. And a number of other small independent movies. And I asked him about, so what's it like making these big Michael Bay movies like Armageddon and Con Air and all that? And he says, well, the deal is it's the pact that he's made. He likes being in the big movies because it gets him the money that allows him to make his smaller movies that he's really interested in. And the thing is, it's hard to begrudge a guy. I mean, we all have to make compromises in our professional career, and he's managed to figure out a way to cash in on the one side and to go the other. Now, you know, he may be friends with Adam, too. The one thing I understand about Adam Sandler is, the reason he has the same people show up all the time is they think he's a great guy. I mean, he really does look out for his friends, and he may be a great guy off camera, but boy, when he does his own stuff, it's the lowest common denominator. But who am I or who are we to criticize him? He's making a fortune, so he's making somebody happy.
Well, he's not going to make any money off of me. Now it's 9:24, 24 minutes after the hour, so we're almost done here. Do we need to reignite the Edward Burns debate, because I just saw another Edward Burns movie.
Well, you know, you're probably
on TV in a way, on the cable, and it was pretty good.
Okay, what was it? Because I have not sought out Edward Burns movies unless I have to see him. So tell me what it is, and I may have to let you spout forth. What did you just see?
Well, the problem is I can't remember the title of it, but it was pretty good. I mean, I don't.
It wasn't with Robert De Niro, 15 Minutes, was it, where he played an arson investigator?
No.
Okay.
But it
wasn't Brothers McMullen either.
That's a great film.
That's his foot in the door of the industry, and I agree. That I would be happy to show off a work of my own. No, I don't. I think that what Edward Burns has become is kind of a caricature of himself as this sort of whiny, self-obsessed,
he's kind of like his stuff all revolves around being Irish.
I mean, partly Irish. It is true. I mean, he has pointed out, and this I kind of agree with him, although I think it's funny since there's so many Irish, but he says, you know, you've got Spike Lee with the, you know, doing the African-American culture, you've got the Italians with Scorsese and the like, you've got a lot of minorities, I'm not even sure if minority is the right word, but a lot of subset genres, but you don't have a lot of Irish-American films, and that's what he's trying to do. And he does bring the Irish-American sensibility, I suppose, to the screen. But see, to me, it's more about Ed Burns than about his Irish roots. I think what Ed Burns and what he did great, what he did so nicely in Brothers McMullen is he managed to raise a lot of issues that a lot of us deal with as we're going through life. And, you know, in our, you know, late teens, early 20s, early 30s, we're going up, we have these kind of issues, and he managed to reflect, you know, the kinds of little individual crises, romantic crises, that people go through. And he did a nice job. He had an unerring ear for the way people really talk and the fact that they're all, you know, brothers and how they interact with each other. I thought that actually, you know, rang true. What I think has happened to his career, though, is that he now projects any kind of issues that he's now going through, he thinks are generalizable in you know, for the masses in some kind of interesting way. And I think that he shot most of SWAT, I'm afraid, in Brothers McMullen, and the rest of the movies, he just comes off as kind of self-absorbed. His last thing that I saw was The Groomsman. And again, it's about three different, guys.
Yeah, I thought that was a good movie.
See, I did not think there was a single revelation in there that was surprising or unusual. It was like you trot out each of the cliches. So he's about to get married. I'm a little tired of these guys. Oh, my God, I'm about to get married. Oh, my single life is now over. Am I going to regret this? The kinds of issues that he was, raising for a guy in his mid-30s, we've seen a million times, and I didn't think that there was anything. I think his writing has really kind of suffered, and he always puts himself at the center, and I think that might be part of the problem, too. He may know himself the best, but I think he's a little too close to the material to realize what's a cliche and what's really sort of articulated in a bright, fresh way about the cliches we all live.
And then the movie I saw was with John Bon Jovi, who, by the way, is not a bad actor.
Absolutely not. I'm a big fan. John Bon Jovi was on, was it Ally McBeal, I think? I mean, the guy really has a graceful presence on screen. I mean, he's a very naturalistic kind of actor. I like him a lot.
But
A movie with John Bon Jovi, I can't remember.
Well, then you'll have to go. You'll have to go research it.
I'll have to go seek
all
it
right.
out.
Well, I don't know what you got planned this weekend, but I'm going to be watching The Sorrow and the Pity.
That again, huh? You know what you can do halfway through the 33 hours long version of The Sorrow and the Pity? You got to take a break. Go see Hairspray, get you in kind of a lightheaded mood, and then you're back ready for the Holocaust.
Yeah. Well,
you need a break.
I have to watch The Sorrow and the Pity at least once every couple of weeks.
Yes.
You know, to get myself ready to face the coming week. Tom, thank you so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
See you then.
All right. There's Tom Tagney, and it's our look at the movies.
At the Movies was brought to you by The Video Station, Colorado's largest selection of DVD and VHS movie rental.
What do you see when you look up at your rain gutters? Do you see an eyesore, or do you see a worry-free zone? Do you see gutters that enhance or devalue your home? If your rain gutters aren't adding value or beauty, then you should call LeafGuard. LeafGuard rain gutters can help to beautify, increase value, and give you peace of mind, knowing that you'll never have to clean damaging clogs again. Call LeafGuard today to set up a free estimate, 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409, and tell them Ken Moon sent you.
HQ, reconnaissance report from the field. I've got something strange here. Better tell the folks at Esurance.
What are you looking at, Special Agent?
It's some kind of robot cutting down trees for all the paper used by other auto insurance companies.
What?
You heard me. Other companies use a lot more paper than Esurance, with easy electronic billing and renewal.
Esurance saves a lot of paper.
Which helps save the environment. Electronic documents also help Esurance keep auto insurance rates reasonable.
Don't you save some green for your wallet and the environment? But Esurance's electronic documents must help you save time, too.
Definitely. With Esurance, you don't have to wait for anything in the mail. Everything's instant because it's electronic. Once you buy your Esurance policy, you can print your insurance cards anytime.
That's why if you're on the go, you've got to have Esurance.
Roger that. I'll get back to HQ so I can start work to get rid of that paper-eating robot.
Affirmative. Save some green at Esurance. Get your auto insurance quote at Esurance.com today.
Movies. It's really a treasure. It's worth the drive no matter where you live. The selection is unbelievable. And at the beginning of the segment with Tom Tagney, I read some of the new things they have out. The Zodiac, Renaissance, Perfume, number 23, Exterminating Angels, House season number 3, and Weeds, season number 2. They've got the largest selection of movies in VHS and DVDs, with over 55,000 titles to choose from, over 27,000 DVD titles. They specialize in foreign and independent movies, so you can go there and load up on a bunch of great stuff to watch. Video Station has an awesome television section, huge. They've got a great selection of new DVDs to buy for your collection, and I bought DVDs through them. Special orders are usually within a week, and they do arrive within a week. And here's the great thing. The people who work there are into movies, too. So if you go there and you ask for something, chances are they know about it and they can answer all of your questions. They've got staff picks there, and you can pick out what the staff recommends if you're having trouble figuring out what to rent. They've got 99-cent one-day rental specials during the week. Tuesday, they have American Classics prior to 1966. Wednesday, American TV, except for new releases within the last 4 months. And Thursday, sci-fi, horror, and fantasy, except for new releases. It's the Video Station, just one block west of 29th Street Mall, 1661 28th Street in Boulder. It's right there on 28th Street. You can't miss it. It's a Video Station. If you haven't been there and you love movies, you need to get there this weekend.
This is Lisa Shump, owner of Ralph Shump Honda BMW Mini. Our 18th annual sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit begins Monday, July 16th and continues through Saturday, July 21st. For every car we sell, we give $50 to the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. We don't have many sales. When we do, it's a for real sale. The prices are incredible. All the great reasons you think of Ralph Shump Honda BMW Mini still apply. No hidden charges, only the optional equipment you want, nice, friendly salespeople, and fair financing, plus the greatest service anywhere. We have a huge selection of new Hondas, BMWs, Minis, and pre-owned vehicles. So whether you live in Capitol Hill, Highlands Ranch, Highlands, Wash Park, Park Hill, Parker, Franktown, you get it. We're easy to get to, South Broadway at Littleton Boulevard or at Shomp.com. Remember, July 16th through 21st, the Ralph Shomp sale benefiting the Children's Hospital Burn Unit. See you there. Thanks.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For the weekend. 9:33 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High chance of thunderstorms, high today 92. Open phones as it is every Friday. Anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. And let's go to Ron in Littleton. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment. You keep up this good Friday morning movie reviews. It is so good.
Oh, well, thanks.
And the thing I want to bring up about Hollywood and Broadway is what has happened to the creativity in both Hollywood and Broadway. I keep seeing that they were trying to bring back and remake movies that were, some of them were bombs, like some of these old black and white American international science fiction movies. They want to bring them back in color and do that. Or on Broadway, they want to bring back plays that were bombs or musicals. I mean, where is the creativity?
I don't know. I can't answer that. I can't remember the last time that I was really, really, really deeply compelled to go to the theater and see a film. I can't think of the last time that I mean, the last great movie I saw was that German film about the Stasi. I think it's called Lives of Others.
Oh, that was good.
And that was great, but it wasn't made here. I mean, it wasn't made here. Now, the one about the assassination of Robert Kennedy I thought was a great film, too. But there's just not a lot out there, it seems like, on a weekly basis these days. And I don't understand what's up with that. I don't understand what's behind it. I don't have an answer.
That, you know, like with Broadway musicals and Broadway plays, I have some friends in England, you know, and I've read some of the British papers, you know, out of London, that Andrew Lloyd Webber, who's put out dozens of, you know, good new Broadway, you know, good musicals that have done on Broadway, like Cats or the Phantom of the Opera, he's trying to do a one on Princess Diana, and the royal family and the British government have put the thumb on him.
Well, that doesn't surprise me, but it still doesn't answer the central question about. And you know what it may be? It doesn't answer the central question about Hollywood, but you know what it may be? It may be that it may be you and I. I mean, I'm sure there's people out there who could call in and say, wait a minute, what about this movie? What about that movie? You're missing this, you're missing that. So maybe it's just our taste. Maybe what's being turned out just doesn't cater to us, and maybe we're missing the bigger picture.
Because I can remember when I was a little kid, I used to go to the matinees and eat popcorn and watch these black and white science fiction horror movies. And some of them, you know, were exciting as a little kid, but when you see them rerun on TV these days, I said, I watch that crap?
Well,
I'm in my 60s now.
Well, as you get older, man, you're changed.
Yeah.
Your tastes change.
The only one I hear that they want to do the remake, and I thought might be interesting, is Spielberg and Lucas are thinking of redoing The Day the Earth Stood Still. If they can do it right with their creativity, that would be a good remake.
Yeah, that might be a good film. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And if anybody out there has seen anything recently that they think is absolutely earth-shattering and that Ron and I and everybody else ought to see, that we've overlooked and that we haven't seen, feel free to call in and name names and give titles, because maybe we're just Maybe you and I, man, are missing the picture. Maybe we live too much of a sterile life.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, there's one movie that premiered on American Movie Classics, and I saw it back in the 80s. That German U-boat movie, Das Boot, that was excellent.
Oh, I own a copy of that. That's a great film.
Oh, hey, if they had Smell-O-Vision, that movie would even be greater.
Well, it's just a good film. It's just a good film, period. Ron, thanks,
okay,
man.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. And it's 9:37, 37 minutes after the hour. Jeannie, you seen any movies lately that you would consider to be earth-shattering?
You know, I haven't really. Let's see. What was the last movie we saw? Spider-Man. We just went and saw some fun things. You know, nothing substantial.
Okay, so is it our imagination that those films aren't being turned out, or is there stuff out there and we're just missing it?
I don't know. We spend a lot of time renting DVDs just to stay home, just so we can watch what we want to watch. We're kind of disappointed with what's in the theaters these days.
Well, I think a lot of people are into DVDs because of the convenience of it and the fact that, yeah, you're right. I mean, you're in your own living room or your bedroom or whatever, and you can watch it, and you don't have to, you know, go through the whole hassle of going to a movie theater. Now, Dwayne called up and recommended the movie Shooter with Mark Wahlberg. I've seen that.
Oh, yeah,
that.
We saw that on DVD.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay, but I didn't think it was that.
I didn't think it was great. No. We did see Die Hard, though, in the theater, the new Die Hard Bruce Willis movie, which was fun, if you like action-packed.
You got to, when it comes out on DVD, and it's supposed to come out in the next couple of weeks, you got to see that film about the German Stasi. Lives of Others, I think, is what it's called. Or Other People's Lives or whatever. You really got to see that. I mean, it's subtitled. I don't know if that bothers you or not. But you got to check it out.
Okay. Thanks for the recommendation.
And for those of you that have Comcast on demand, if you look under the free movies, you know what's showing what's on there? One of my all-time favorites. A lot of people may not like it, but it's one of my all-time favorites, and that's Junior Bonner with Steve McQueen. I got to watch Steve McQueen movies this weekend.
Cool. He's cool. We do that sometimes where we just have a weekend where we just, you know, watch, like, you know, pick someone that we really like, and then we just watch all their movies for the whole weekend.
Yeah, we do too. So you know what? You got to do one of these weekends. You got to come over, and we'll watch all of the Godfather films.
You know what? I have that in my queue in Netflix right now, all three. We were going to do like a Little Italy weekend.
Yeah, I've got them all.
And then we could make some great Italian food to go along with it.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm still trying to sweat off the last 50 pounds. So. Yeah, here we go.
Oh,
right.
I shouldn't have said it. Sorry.
You knew John Turk would pull this, right? Well, you should do the traffic underneath this. Just do the traffic, and we'll just run this behind you.
Okay. All right. Well, not a lot going on as far as traffic goes. It's pretty heavy southbound 25.
You got to have
usual.
An Italian accent. You got to do it like Marlon Brando. Michael.
You know, I'm making an offer you can't refuse.
Santino.
Southbound 25, I-70 to Spears, where we have that heavy traffic. Lots of construction spots, so watch out for those today. Westbound I-76, we'll have a right lane closed at 104th, and then we're going to have some work as well along southbound Parker at Dartmouth again. Weather outlook today, nice day, going to be a high of 89. Tonight, little partly cloudy skies, 63, and right now, mostly sunny and 73. I'm Tina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Race fans, don't miss out on the motocross action. Join Subway at the Toyota Motocross National at Thunder Valley Park this...
You don't want to spend this hot summer cooking inside. Get out on your patio, cool off with some great deals from Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. Right now, the more you buy, the more you save. And July is set sale month, which means you'll save more money when you buy a table and at least four chairs. And unlike the other guys out there, Freehoff still has a huge selection of beautiful patio furniture in stock. Freehoff's always has same-day delivery all across the the state. They're spelled Fruhoffs, pronounced Freehoffs, at 33rd and Arapaho in Boulder.
CheaperUsedAutos.com, where you'll always find the best used car prices. Summer's here, and there's no better time to drive with the top down.
Don't have a convertible?
No worries. Just visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. At CheaperUsedAutos.com, you'll find an incredible selection of topless models. You know, convertibles, foreign and domestic. Some real beauties, each one with special internet pricing. Time is money, so don't waste yours running all over town. Chances are they have what you're looking for.
It's easy.
Check them out. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best used car prices anywhere.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please, call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
The following is not a radio commercial. It's a gift from the people of Iceland to you and your heart. You see, Iceland Health is giving away a free bottle of omega-3 fish oil to everyone that requests one because they recognize the very real danger of high cholesterol, heart disease, and stroke. Millions of you have already discovered the powerful benefits of fish oil, but millions of you haven't. Iceland Health omega-3s offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for joints, memory, even your skin. And the omega-3s from Iceland Health offer twice the power of ordinary fish oil. Whether you've tried omega-3s before or this is your first time, call and request your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 soft gel. Call 1-800-479-8133. It's our gift to you. Find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health omega-3 fish oil by calling 1-800-479-8133. 1-800-479-8133.
The talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Slight chance of thunderstorms. High today 92. Open phones 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. Let's go to David in Boulder. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Hey, man. I'm all right. What about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain. I haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks, and I'm generally not what I would call an alarmist, Jay, but yesterday listening to Tom Hartman's interview with Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts was the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury under Reagan, and he has an article on the July 16th entry on counterpunch.org.
Yeah, we've had him on before.
Yeah, impeach now. What he essentially says is Bush, along with these signing statements, has put a whole series of executive orders that go into play whenever Bush declares a national emergency. And the end result, and this guy has researched and actually looked at him, the end result is he's going to freeze the authority of Congress and the judiciary. His point he made in the interview was this: with the terrible numbers that Bush is showing right now and Republicans defecting right and left, based on previous elections, both congressional as well as presidential, when you have these kind of low numbers, the party that's suffering really suffers at the next cycle. And if you follow the current trend, it would essentially be the Republican Party going over the cliff. And they don't seem to be concerned about it. His hypothesis in his article is this: you put together statements like what was it, Chertoff a couple weeks ago? He has a gut feeling that America will soon be hit hard, and he quotes Santorum on a Republican radio show saying, between now and November, a lot of things are going to happen, and I believe that this time next year, the American public is going to have a very different view of this war.
Yeah, but you know, in all due respect, I mean, they've been saying that now for, like the better part of almost 2 years.
Right, and it's a setup. He believes.
Well, see, I don't. You know what? See, I don't believe that, and I'll tell you why I don't believe that all this is going to happen. Because it leaves out one big component, and you know what the big component is. And this is where, this is where the GOP is really going to pay. It leaves out the big component that the reason George W. Bush is acting the way he is, and the reason that all of this is going on, is because he doesn't have to face re-election. And he doesn't care. He doesn't care about his party. He doesn't care about the next election cycle. He doesn't give a damn about that. He's only concerned and he only cares about one thing. He's hung up on the idea of his legacy and what he leaves. And that's what he's concerned about. Now, you know, it astounds me that these guys who are sitting in Washington are too stupid to come to the realization about this, even though all of these signs have been out there and the statements have been out there, that they continue to sit there and continue to carry water for this guy. And you know what's going to end up in the end? What's going to end up happening to them is the same thing that's happened to everybody else that's ever dealt with or gotten in the way of George W. Bush. They're going to get screwed.
Well, yeah, I hear what you're saying, but they must then totally not believe any of the current polling, that polling, in terms of his legacy, will be irrelevant.
Well, they don't. I don't know. I don't know whether they believe it or not. It seems to me that they would look at it and they would say, "Well, wait a minute. There's something badly wrong here," but apparently either they do not have the integrity nor do they have the intelligence to be able to do this. I mean, if you look back at Watergate, one of the things that undid Nixon was the Republican senators who went to the White House who said to Richard Nixon, "You're going to, in the long run, you're going to destroy the Republican Party. You're going to hurt us for years to come. For the good of your own party and for the good of the nation, you have to step aside."
And there's no Republicans today that have the cojones to do that.
That's right. They don't have, and you know what? And what's going to end up happening is they're going to wake up. They're going to wake up the day after the election.
At the short end of the stick.
And they're going to be shell-shocked.
Yep.
But they don't. They're not only unable to read the polls, but they're also unable to see the signs. I mean, when George W. Bush extends broad executive privilege, he's basically robbing them. It doesn't make any difference what party you're in. He's basically saying that we're not partners in government. I'm the sole leader, and forget you.
Hubris is alive and well in the executive office.
Well, they're giving away their own power, so yep. I think they're going to have to go on the campaign trail, and they're going to have to answer to a lot of this.
I certainly hope you're right, Jay.
David, thanks, man.
Thank you, Jay.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
9:50, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Dick Morgan with traffic.
Jay, besides that usual slow spot on I-25 southbound between 38th and Spirit, the rest of the drive looks pretty good around town. The rest of I-25 across downtown heading to the tech center looks good. Up north through Thornton and North Glen. In fact, heading north of town up to Fort Collins. Got a wide open drive for you this morning. Pretty good drive on I-70 on either side of the city, even across that elevated portion. No worries on 225 as you make your way across Aurora. Wide open from I-70 all the way down to I-25. And getting yourself to and from Boulder, pretty good shape on the turnpike right now. Weather forecast, partly sunny with a few isolated storms this afternoon. A high of 90, partly cloudy tonight, low 63, and a hot, dry weekend on the way. Highs in the upper 90s tomorrow. Look for 100 on Sunday. Right now it's 75 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Get out of your car and into a Mercedes-Benz at Canyon Casino. The Cruise Through Summer Series continues with this Mercedes-Benz giveaway.
My vet says I'm special.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital says I'm a VIP. Whatever that is.
My vet comes to my house. Those clinic places are scary.
Homeward Bound isn't scary. It looks just like Aunt Fifi's house and has lots of treats just like Grandma's. Grandma says Dr. Jones did wonders for her rotten teeth and arthritis.
Hey, Dr. Jones is my vet, too.
Homeward Bound Animal Hospital, 75th and Indiana in Arvada. Call 303-981-HOME or online at homewardboundvet.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
So, gee, what'd you do today? I spent all day at the car dealership. Man, enough of that. Skip it. Go to Rockies. Why? You buy a new car, you drive it off the lot, it depreciates. Let somebody else take that pain, and what you do is you go to Rockies and you save money. Over 700 vehicles now sitting there waiting for you to check them out. That's 700 vehicles of the cleanest late model pre-owned cars, trucks, minivans, vans and SUVs in all of Colorado. And convenient hours, too. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Don't forget about that matching down incentive. Because that matching down incentive helps you stretch your car buying buck. And on top of that, of course, I always bring these guys' names up because they're my friends. And I want you to go see them because they're good people. Tom and Marv Al Shear. Spanky Herrera. Colby. Juan. Adolph. Freddie Labrato. They're just great folks. There's over 100 employees. 100 employees. Kevin, in the shop, that are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Check them out online on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. You can see their inventory or get on down there in person and see them this weekend. Rockies Autos. You'll find them at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Good morning, Helen.
Hello, Ellen.
Whoa, sounds like your twins are destroying your dwelling.
I know, you'd think I'd be yelling.
You must really be gelling.
Ellen, when you've got twin boys, you need to be gelling, gelling.
Are you gelling, gelling? Dr. Scholl's new and improved massaging gel insoles now have two kinds of gel for outrageous comfort guaranteed.
Gelling, gelling, that sounds compelling.
It's the only reason my eyes aren't welling.
Dr. Scholl's, are you gelling, gelling?
Sea-Doo personal watercrafts are all about freedom. Freedom from rush hour traffic. Freedom from boring meetings. And now Sea-Doo adds freedom from payments. Purchase before August 5th and you'll enjoy no payments, no interest until next year. Plus, choose from up to $500 in gas money or a 3-year limited warranty. Hurry to your local dealer today. No payments, no interest, and free gas or warranty. That's what I call freedom. Sea-Doo. Leave everything else behind. Offer ends 8507. Valid on 05 or newer models and in U.S. only. Subject to credit approval. Conditions and restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Tom Hartman coming up at 10. Right now, it's the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Public Image Limited rocks. 9:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones. Let's go to Sally in Nederlands. Sally, you're on AM 760. Nederland, Progressive Talk. It's Nederland, but I always want to say Nederland for some reason. I don't know why.
It's okay.
All right. What's on your mind? What's happening?
Well, you were talking about movies and saying it doesn't seem like there's really anything good out there anymore. And I don't know, listening to you talk, all the movies that you mentioned and the man you were talking to are like, they all sounded really dramatic. And I think with all the lovely stuff going on in our world right now, when I go to a movie, I do want something that's kind of funny and goofy and I don't really have to think about the real world. So like Pirates, and I hate to admit, I'm a huge Adam Sandler fan.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, just because I don't particularly you know, care for them doesn't mean that you shouldn't.
Right. Oh, no, I know that. But I think that's why that kind of movies actually do very well, is because people want to get away. They don't necessarily want to be thinking about dark things and drama. That's just my
opinion. Well, I want to escape too, but I want to escape in a plausible manner, not something that, as Tom Tangney brought up about, I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry, that are based on like lame old homophobic jokes trying to make a, point.
Yeah, you have to pick through that, you know, some of the funny things. But I mean, for me, I have certain movies I just watch over and over if I feel like I need a lift.
Okay, give me one that you watch over and over.
Oh, let's see. Oh gosh, I'm terrible at thinking of names. I can give you some quotes from the movies, but
maybe I've seen them and I can go ahead. Give me one.
Probably not, because they're probably all Adam Sandler movies. Like what is the one where he goes back to school and I can't even think of the name of it? Isn't that terrible? I can't think of it. Shoot.
Well, see, because I put you on the spot, and then, you know,
that's okay.
And you got to cough all that stuff up. But I think everybody's got films that they watch over and over again because there's something about them that, you know, they find uplifting and that they and that they really like. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that either.
Well, and I think the other thing you said is, at the end of the conversation, is we're getting to a point, I mean, I don't know age-wise, but I'm 46 and just now acknowledging that I'm old, but basically that I don't think it's all aimed for us anymore, and I think that's a part of it.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that, but let me tell you something. 46 is not old. You're a spring chicken. Sally, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Sure. Uh-huh.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That's it for today. Back.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry.
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
85. That's 800-595-9985. Call now.